FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
So the teams are out the come, and FC United are sporting, well, a new kit. It's something that hasn't been sported before. It's a white t-shirt with, I think it's the Newton Heath logo on there. Listen to that noise. That is,
technical and making up.
Look at that. I mean, the Barrow outside, I mean, there's flags galore. There's a big ultra sign. Keep the faith. And it's just nice to see fans in both ends of the football ground.
Absolutely, yeah.
The main stand has just burst into something like people everywhere. They normally just sleep.
The main stand's burst into something like life.
Yes. Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because ordinarily we don't know it's the main stand.
No.
And then they just appear out of nowhere. Yep. And it's always full. And look at it now. So absolutely superb. I think our producer there was a bit wary and was actually slagging off the main stand there. Because Ben was a main stander.
Well, he would be, would he?
He doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, and he's a main stander. Ooh, that's a surprise.
He's not got a lot going for him, has he?
Not really, no. But he has got to pass out to go to Amsterdam.
Really? Yeah.
It's not, and if anyone's listening, especially Cockers, hasn't been officially sanctioned yet, I believe. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to this Cup tie, FC United, sponsored as always by constructivecoding.com. That's the radio, not FC United, as our shirts will never be donned with anything other than the beautiful crest of FC United of Manchester.
Hopefully, yeah.
And let's give you the opportunity, let's go through the team for you if you haven't already heard it. And I start with FC United of Manchester as always, playing in red, white and black. That's white red shirts, white shorts and black stockings. In goal for FC United this afternoon, it's Sam Ashton, number two and captain, Kyle Jacobs, number three, Lee Neville, number four, Jimmy Holden, number five, Carl Munro, number six, Scott McManus, number seven, Carlos Rocker, number eight, Jake Cottrell, number nine, Mike Norton, number 10, Jerome Wright, number 11, Ben Deegan, on the bench this afternoon for FC United, number 12, Glyn Hurst, number 13, goalkeeper Zach Hibbert, 14, Simon Carden, Nicky Platt at number 15, Chris Ovington, number 16, David Chadwick at number 17, and Scott Cheatham at number 18. The man that is missing from the squad this afternoon, don't have to panic, ladies and gentlemen, is Mr. Parker, Martin Parker. When he joined the club, it was a day that he was going to be away for. He's absolutely gutted, but he's away at a wedding somewhere in Spain, I think.
Right. And Barrow are lining up, unfortunately, supporting squad numbers. Number one in goal, Sean Pearson. Number two, Simon Spender. Number three, Mike Pearson. Number four, Paul Jones, the captain. Number five, Phil Bolland. Number 24, Paul Edwards. Number 14, Darren Sheridan, the player manager.
42 years of age.
Yep. Number 8, Mark Boyd. Number 9, Jason Walker. Number 10, Nick Chadwick. Is that the Nick Chadwick of Everton fame?
It might well be.
Number 19, Kieran Donnelly. And on the bench, they've got number 6, Robin Hulbert. Number 7, Paul Rutherford. Number 11, Mark Goodfellow. 12, Greg Blundell. 15, Danny Forrest. 16, Dave Bayliss.
Well, the game today, the referee is Mr. M. Haywood. His assistants are Mr. Buxton and Mr. Chapman. And the fourth official is Mr. J. R. Price. FC United are attacking the cemetery end. And the noise, I have to say, is deafening.
It's pretty good. It's tasty, isn't it?
And Deegan gets the proceeding underway to Kyle Jacobs. And FC United this afternoon need to play at their pace, work it. And if that is the case, then there's a good opportunity for FC United to progress. But it's a tough encounter. It looks like the diamond formation for Barrow. They haven't got a lot of width about them. Hence why the likes of Sheridan, 42 years of age, is in the squad. A tenacious player, to say the very least, from a family of Reds that you possibly wouldn't want to mess with if you're in a local pub.
Correct.
And got the wrong side of them.
Certainly not a pub in Stretford.
No, Stretford Enders through and through as the ball is out for a throw in to FC United, about 5 yards away from the flag on this near side of the dead end where we're in this afternoon. But we are adorned with flags everywhere, and it's absolutely superb as the ball's headed on by Deegan, pushing the back referee. Come on. No, he says play on FC United, have it with Jake Cottrell. Cottrell over the halfway line. Jerome Wright's motoring down the left hand side of him, but he slows it up and he's going to play it across now. Simple ball to Jerome Wright. Who leaves it in turn.
Well done. Lee Neville.
Lee Neville to ball to the back post. It's a decent ball, as it's a bit over hits. And can Deegan keep it in play? No, it's
a lot over it, actually. It's gone out for a throw.
He must be wearing Carlos Rocker's boots. Who knows?
Yes.
But again,
it's a nice attack there from the Reds.
Well, FC United this afternoon, it's all about pace, power, and getting down the flanks. We undid a very decent Newcastle Town team last week, Seamus.
We did
that,
indeed.
With that, that particular style of play.
Yep.
And as I say, we played at our pace, and that's when we're good. If we rely on playing at their pace, we'll be undone. But FC United trying to win this ball.
We don't want to be sucked into a battle because they're obviously a physical lot. So they're playing a very, very physical league.
They are, yeah. We know that the trouble that they had.
If we want to scrap with them, it's going to get ugly.
Certainly is. And FC United have a throw in the Barrow player, just being told by the referee, you can't kick the ball away. Next time it could be a yellow card. And it's down this far right hand side. Ball up towards Carlos Rocca. Can he get it under control? He's got Sheringham with him. He stands there. He's got Sheringham for company. Holds it. Nice skill. But good defending from Barrow. And the way they come again. And FC United there. Well played, Jimmy Holden. Referee says play on it. It was a fair shoulder. Opportunity now to get to the penalty area. Deegan holds it up and he just miscontrols that. But it's an opportunity for a strong challenge there from FC United's number 8. But a free kick's been conceded. And Ben Deegan has left a foot in there quite late. And. It looks like, is it Mr. Sheringham on the deck? It is.
Well, once again, I didn't see it because I was following the ball.
It was slightly late. And Sheringham he's dished it out all his career.
Oh, hasn't he just?
And he'll be giving Deegan a bit of a mouth there, and he's already started that as the free kick comes in now from Barrow. Hit high towards FC's penalty area. Flipped on. FC United need to pick it up between them. They make a mistake, but then they do well. Win the ball back. McManus hits the ball left hand side for Norton, chested down by Norton. There's enough on it for that's a dreadful challenge.
A hell of a lunge that one. He's not even looked at it.
FC again offside there though for Barrow down the left hand side, the number 10 there, Nick Chadwick. Well, that was a two footed lunge from about, I've seen about 5 foot in the air,
and it wasn't even Sheridan.
You will be getting the dulcet tones of Ren and Stimpy, Morecambe Mindy a little later on. About 25 minutes, I believe.
That'll be Ian Duncan Smith and Eric Pickles.
That's right, yes.
Direct from the Tory Party Conference.
I say, today's game, the revolution has been televised, let's hope. However, it's a free kick to FC United of Manchester. 25 yards into their own half on this near side. It's hit from right to left. Deegan trying to look for it. He gets up. Heads on goal bound opportunity. Norton goes in. Keeper collects it and then drops it. And the referee judges a free kick, is it? Yes. Well played, Mike Norton, though. Well. The goalkeeper suggesting it's a free kick, but the referee saying no, it's senior out play on. Oh no, he has now said it is a free kick, and it's going to be in his own 6 yard area. Well, it is nice to see, isn't it? I mean,
nice to see and nice to hear.
The nerves though.
Oh, these days it's nice to see anyone in the area, isn't it?
Goal kick's taken. It's flicked on by an FC player though, and Carl Munro has to come across. It's charged down by the number 9 though, and FC United between him and Sam Ashton.
Did well there,
get
Ashton.
Away with it.
Unlucky.
FC United now trying to win this ball back at the deep in their own half. A Barrow, but they play the ball down towards Lee Neville's head, who picks it up well and then brings in Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright now over the halfway line by some 20 yards. Good defending there by the number 8 though. Mark Boyd does well there. And FC United putting the pressure on. The keeper has to clear his lines, Mr. Pearson. And it's picked up by FC United in their own half. Down the right hand side for Rocca to run onto, but it was a poor ball. He had plenty of time there. FC United's Kyle Jacobs, and again it's going to be nervy for them, I think, for these players here this afternoon. It's probably the biggest game a lot of them have played in.
Yeah.
I mean, the likes of Carlos Rocca has gone as far as the third round, played at the Stadium of Light against Sunderland when he was at Northwich, so he's got the pedigree and he's got the calibre and quality to produce this afternoon. And FC United just really need to play their game and just concentrate on holding the ball, pass and move, and using the width, and that's what we're going to be trying to do. And as the ball's out for a goal kick, 5 minutes on the clock. FC United of Manchester 0, Barrow AFC 0. At this constructivecoding.com FA Cup tie, fourth round preliminary. Either team will go on to play Rochdale at Spotland.
Well, that's what we want, a local derby, isn't it? Goal kick to Barrow. Sean Pearson's going to take this.
Woodrow should win that ball. But he does win it, but it comes on the back of his head. It's out for a throw-in. And 30 years of madness, mayhem.
Mindless mayhem.
Does it?
Oh, yes.
Again, FC United need to defend it. They do well, but they give the ball away. Sheringham now. But FC United trying to win this ball back. They're in their own half. They put the ball over the top. And Carl Munro's going to be good enough to get beyond the number 10 there. It's out for a throw-in. Down this near side. The coldest part of the ground. regardless of what
season. The coldest part of anywhere.
Yes. This is colder than Oldham Athletic, this part
it
of the ground.
It's horrible. I've never seen the sun.
There's a push in the back there. Referee says play on, though. And Ben Deegan does well. And it's going to be a big game for Ben Deegan this afternoon.
He's the man.
Hat-trick hero last week in the FA Trophy. Jimmy Oldham then flicks the ball down the right hand side. It's kept in play, is it? No, it's not. It's out. Game hasn't settled yet. It's a little bit edgy, a little bit nervous.
Oh, yes.
And for me, they won't be playing on the far left hand side where it's warmer anyway. They'll be freezing down this near side.
Are we involved with the specking of the new ground? Are we getting the radio spot sorted out?
Oh, yes, we have, yes.
Under fluorated or all?
Yeah. Everything's thermal. That's a throw over the halfway line now. Munro.
Well done, Carl.
Does well then. Jimmy Oldham can't quite win the ball. Barrow now, left hand side. But it's going to be picked up by McManus. Sebastian has to come quickly because the ball was a little under hit there. Good head on there by Ben Deegan. Number four, though, is good. Does well there. Does Paul Jones, the captain.
Not the surest of kicks.
He's offside.
Unlucky that, unlucky.
Paul Jones, a man with a grey, silver fox looking haircut.
He would call it platinum blonde.
He might do, but.
I do.
He's a lot younger than his actually hair would suggest. But as I say, on the bench this afternoon for Barrow, they've got Dave Bayliss, and obviously on the pitch we've got Darren Sheridan. So you've got managers on, and Carl Margeson, I'm sure, would have loved to have been fit and able to play this time. But
he could have played half a week's team, couldn't he, Margeson?
Good head there by Munro again. Good flick on there by Kyle Jacobs. Blood ball there by FC United, Jimmy Oldham. FC United swings the ball from right to left. Can Deegan get on the end of it? It's just pretty overhit, and the number three is going to have to sweep it up, and he does.
First one out of the ground today.
But good football from FC United in the middle of the park there. A good link up play between Jimmy Oldham and Kyle Jacobs.
That's a larger than usual police presence as well, haven't they?
They're here to enjoy it. And they've all paid their £8 to get in, I hope.
Oh, I'm sure.
United now with a throw in 30 yards down the right hand side, and Kalashoka holds it, does well there. Got two players around him, rides one challenger and then push off the ball, and Sheridan's going to be referee says play on, and it doesn't really suit FC United. The
advantage
is on
there, is
but good ball by Holden there, and Kalashoka then is muscled out of it by the number 24, I think it is.
What's the decent football this left full back
headed well there by FC United over the halfway line, though, and it's back in FC's half, and cushion header there from McManus. And Lee Neville has to go back about 20 yards to gather it. He's now on the ball just on the far left-hand side near the dugout, and he's over the halfway line. Jerome Wright step back in there to cover that position. And then fortuitous ball, Felix Carlos Rocker.
Ooh.
Gets another stab at it. Oh, that's a wonderful ball, the outside of his foot.
Ooh, unlucky.
Good save by the goalkeeper there, because Ben Deegan was on him like a rash. But that ball there, if you remember, Eric Cantona now with that ball to Dennis Irwin. Well, that's what Carlos Rocker just nearly pulled off outside of the foot. Chip. Absolutely beautiful from Carlos Rocker, and FC United very unlucky there. Brave by the goalkeeper, though, because he had to come out, and Ben Deegan's big in size 11. 9 minutes on the clock, FC United and Manchester 0. Barrow AFC 0.
The keeper was there about a nanosecond before Deegan there.
Ball towards Norton, he's pushing the back there. Referee says play on. Jones clears his lines. FC win it on the halfway line. Lovely ball to Carlos Rocker now, right hand side. 2 yards into the penalty area, towards the back post, who's on the end of it.
No one.
Corner ball. It was just beyond
under no pressure at all, the number five there. Panicked a little bit, didn't he? Let's hope we can prosper from this.
Look at the size of that lens. He must be making some money at that constructivecoding.com. Goodness gracious.
Jerome taking the corner from the left wing. Left footer outswinger. Who's under it? Deegan's under it.
McManus right hand side. In the penalty area still. Plays it back to Jimmy Oldham. Holds it. Holden, that's a lovely ball towards the back. Ball. On the end of it.
Ooh, good head.
Pushing and shoving there. FC United need to pick it up again. They do. As far as McManus again, he's been pushed out, though. McManus needs to make sure he doesn't lose the ball there. But he's hustled and bustled, and then a big strong challenge by Jake Cochran, who started off this game terrifically well. Norton can't quite get on the end of it. Pulled down by the number 10, and this is where they can break. FC United need to get back in numbers. It's spread from right to left now. Far right hand side with Barrow. 10 yards into the FC half. But FC get the men back, and it's a throw into Barrow with the number 10 again. Chadwick. FC United with the throw-in, though. So 10 minutes on the clock. God, I've never been as nervous in my life, I don't think. Don't forget, keep those texts coming in, 07917106597, equally station at fcumradio.co.uk. And don't forget, of all the fantastic music you can listen to tonight and tomorrow and for the rest of the week on FCUM Radio, as a throw-in now for FC United. It just gets just about to the halfway line, far left-hand side. Bendiga's underneath it, charges into two players, but it's Barry will come away with it. But it's only as far as another throw-in, just underneath the main stand, next to the ultras, louder than bombs, I think it is. Flag is thrown again by Lee Neville. Good head-on back, flicked on there by FC United's Ben Deegan. But just not another red shirt there, unfortunately, as the ball's all the way back to Pearson, the goalkeeper. Clears his line, it's a big kick as you'd expect. Good header there again from FC United, it's number six. Scott McManus. So it's not really settled yet, but FC
no.
Having a slide better, isn't it?
There's a lot going on, but not a lot of it's in the penalty areas. Certainly not in ours, which is what we want, obviously.
Well, Paul Edwards is right at the back post here, and if FC United don't sort themselves out, I mean, the ball's way in their own half at the moment, though, from Barrow, and they've hit the ball high again, over the top. Poor ball from Barrow, straight from Paul Jones, the captain, straight to the arms of Sam Ashton, who tries a Pepe Reina type of clearance and gets underneath it, unfortunately, but to be picked up by FC United's Kyle Jacobs. Jacobs to Rocker, should have been a simple ball a minute ago, but he turned, giving it to Jimmy Holden. Holden switches the ball from right to left, good ball. And here comes Lee Neville now. Plays it across to Jerome Wright, who's not got into the game yet, but I'm sure at some stage he will. Carl Rocker just gets taken out of there. Good challenge by the number 24. And FC United again just trying to win that ball back. It's with Sheridan now, 20 yards in his own half. Plays the ball over the top. It's a lovely ball there for the number 10 again to run on to Chadwick. Good challenge there from FC United's
well done there, Scott McMahon. Superb defending.
Showing his pedigree there. And then can he get a decent ball down the left hand side? He can for
good head.
Norton. Great head on there by Norton. Oh, referee, sorry, assistant linesman. His flag there for an offside. I think it was Ben Deegan just coming back, wasn't he?
I'm sure you're picking us up on that.
That's why I was silent for a second. I just thought there's an opportunity for the Barrow fans to make a little bit of noise. 13 minutes on the clock, 0-0 here. So Tuesday, Ossetia, or Wednesday, perhaps
Barrowness.
As goalkeeper takes the free kick again from about 20 yards outside his own half. FC United need to defend it, and there's a bad challenge there. Referee's had a word with the number 10 again there.
This was to be expected as well, wasn't it? The odd stray elbow.
Chadwick there, because he'd just been undone superbly well there by FC United's number 6, Scott McManus. Retribution there, wasn't
there? Let's give him a dig.
FC take the free kick quickly. It's just inside FC's half. Plays it into Jimmy Holden now. Holden plays it down the right hand side and again overhits. That's poor. Think about it, lads.
Poor ball, that, James. And James is the master of the short sharp pass, isn't he?
Certainly is.
He's trying to go long, play Hollywood balls, and not coming off. Throw into Barrow. Paul Edwards to take this from left full back. Throws it back to his centre back. It's launched forward. Long, high, hanging ball. Scott McManus wins that well. Heads back to Lee Neville. Lee Neville, centre of his own half. Belts it forward, but it's going to come straight back. Kyle Jacobs controlling superbly and then belting it into touch.
He just wasn't sure who was aware around him there, was he? So he decided to better be safe than sorry.
Yep. Throw into Barrow, 5 yards inside the FCR. Paul Edwards takes it. Knocked inside. Finds the number 9. It's Jason Walker.
FC pushing him back. And they're going to lose it here. Jerome Wright's going to win that ball. Halfway line now. FC United. Again, that was tenacious from Jake Cottrell. And FC United then just run into a bit of a cul-de-sac there, really. But again, decent passage of play from FC United. Jake Cottrell charging down, putting them under pressure. Never won the ball, but did enough to make sure that they made the mistake there.
Yep. But what Jerome and Carlos Rocker will know already is that these defenders are damn sight harder to beat than the defenders they used to
play. Oh, yeah, certainly. So normally we get texting saying, what's the crowd? Well, today I'm hoping that somewhere in the region of about 3.5.
Well, it's big and loud. That's all we can say at the moment.
I'm drinking warm water because my throat's going dry. I'm nervous as hell. And I don't want my voice to disappear, is it?
Good head by Ben Deegan.
Oh, my challenge on him, though. He's got clobbing the back there. And the referee said play on there. and he's not even noticed he's downing, but Ben Deegan's still looking dazed with the ball down the left hand side. FC United's defender to do with the number 24 now. Can he get the ball across? Well played, FC United. Jimmy Holden just takes it off an FC player, and then Carlos Rocha just gives the ball away nonchalantly, unfortunately, but it's not in the danger zone, which is good. It's for the number 3, Mike Pearson, who plays it from left to right. There's a referee again, for God's sake. That's the third time. Elbow right across Carl Munro. Carl won't mind. I mean, he's played at this level and levels above this. But the referee's there saying now to Nick Chadwick, that's your third and final warning. Yes. We just got up, Carl.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, and the elbow came right across him.
It's good to see that, too.
FC United's Ben Deegan is up anyway, which is good. And Sam Ashton is going to take his free kick about 10 yards outside his own penalty area on the halfway, just like dead centre, right footed, hits it to the far left hand side into the sun, really.
Good
great
head,
flick on there by Ben Deegan, and Norton really, for me, should have been slightly quicker onto that.
It was always favouring the keeper, wasn't it?
He's going to put himself about a little bit there, though. He's going to make sure that the keeper knows he's right on him.
I think he already knows that. He dumped him once already, hasn't he?
It's again a poor ball from Barrow, and it's picked up by Sam Ashton. So again, it gives you an idea of at the moment Barrow don't seem to be doing anything. There's no inventiveness from them, is there, really, as FC United again.
Dear. It's a bit too much invention from us.
That was
another Hollywood ball from McManus, out into touch for a throw into Barrow, 15 yards inside their own half.
17 minutes on the clock. It's going to be taken by the number 24, Paul Edwards.
He's wearing 24, but he's basically a left fullback, isn't he?
Balls hit high over the top again. FC United don't get the ball, but there's three or four men behind it. It's with Edwards again. What can he do, Edwards, now? He's looking for some support. He takes it down the left hand side. He's a ball to Walker. Walker towards the back post. Is it overhit? No, it's number 10's on the end of it. Flicks it back. It's a good head back, but there's no one there. I just noticed something, actually. We don't need to even look at the names on our team sheet. They've got them on the shirts.
Yes, if you've got eyes like the proverbial.
Well, yeah, but it's something I just recognised and realised there. Sorry, carry on. Sheridan now, he's deep in his own half, plays a ball, simple ball across to Mike Pearson, to Edwards. Edwards on the ball now, still in his own half, plays it back to McPherson. Sheridan on the ball, plays it across left-hand side for Donnelly. Donnelly plays it down the left-hand side, but it's a poor ball, and Edwards is not happy with his number 19, a counterpart there. 18 minutes on the clock, FC United and Manchester 0, Barrow AFC 0. Pinky and Perky seem to be getting themselves ready for a bit of radio commentary later on.
Ben Deegan.
Nice to see our technical director behind us with a baton waving on proceedings this afternoon as FC United again needs some Donnelly on the ball. Well, it's a half-hearted effort there. It's
that was neither fish nor fowl, was it?
That's right. Well, I like that saying.
Neither
that?
A shot nor a cross.
What was it? Fish nor fowl?
Neither fish nor fowl.
Fish nor fowl.
Oh, I like the kind of thing you'd expect from Mr. Quinn, isn't it?
Well, yes. But the thing is, you know, we've been doing this for 5 years. He's been doing it for 30 years, hasn't he? Yes. You know, the thespian he is.
I'd get you paid for it. So he's got to be better than us, hasn't he?
That's a very good point.
Let's face it, get what you pay for.
You do, yes. And FC United at this moment in time find themselves goalless here against Barrow AFC, as FC sub defending again to do. Two players fall over each other, and it's Donnelly again. Got an opportunity for a shot on goal. Good save there by Sam Ashton, but he made it look more simple than it actually was.
He made it look harder than it was, I think.
That's it. Nothing better than contradicting the co-commentators there, is there? As the ball's hit down the left-hand side.
I wasn't contradicting, I was off in
a mistake
people.
From Barrow. Opportunity for Norton. He plays in to the right-hand side for Carlos Rocha. Cuts inside Rocha. Get him a shot on goal. Oh, it just sat up. It just sat up there. That's unlucky.
It
just sat up there. And Les, as soon as something goes wrong with Carlos, he turns to the radio commentary team just to suggest perhaps something.
We're being gesticulated at. By Vic Reeves.
One of the players who was down at the Minathon last week and ran it in about 19 to 20 minutes, I think, something like that. Didn't Carlos?
Carlos, yeah. With them little legs.
The record was 17 minutes for the 5K. And 2 11-year-olds did it in 22 minutes.
Good Lord.
We'll ask Ben, the producer, how he got on a little later on, perhaps, as FC United make a mistake there, but
Scott McManus was lucky there.
FC United again just gone to sleep a little bit as the ball's down this left-hand side now with Edwards. 25 yards into the FC half. Can he get beyond Carlos Rocha? Well, he won't have the pace to get beyond him, certainly, and Carlos Rocha does really well there, and unfortunately could seize the corner. That was Edwards just basically nudging into him by mistake,
yes.
And it did really help Carlos, but good defending from Carlos, knowing that he has to come back and work. And Ben Deegan's back. The only man up for FC United is Mike Norton. There's a substitution already for FC United, which isn't good news at all. And I think it's
probably Deegan.
It might be Deegan, because it looks like Glenn Hurst is going to be coming on. This corner's taken, though, towards the near post. Decent ball.
Good head.
Ben Deegan does brilliantly there and heads the ball away, but it's on the far right-hand side now. So decent ball towards the back post. And it's over the bar.
Well judged.
And it'll be interesting to see who now.
It's Deegan's running straight to the touchline. Now, he got a hell of a whack early on, like you said, and it seems he's not shaking it off.
So that's unfortunate, that's an injury. It was a classic, wasn't it? It was a back of his ankle.
Yeah.
And I mean, again, it's unfortunate from Ben Deegan, because he was putting himself about, he was making sure that they knew they were in a game. Glenn Hurst will bring something different, I mean, but I think it would have helped
good head
with him on the pitch. But as it is, FC United on the halfway line, dead centre, plays up to Hurst. Hurst balls, first one is to Lee Neville, then balls flicked over the top.
That's a great ball.
Jake Cottrell.
Oh, unlucky Jake. What a fabulous ball that was from Lee Neville.
Lovely bit of football.
He spotted Jake's run then, didn't he? He wasn't into all. He knew what he was doing there.
Nice to see the Barrow fans applauding that particular move. So Manchester United finished 2-1 victors against Stoke.
I don't think it's finished, actually.
Has it not finished? Or is it currently 2-1 then? Sorry. I don't know. I'm not interested in that. This is more important at the
That's
moment.
That's a good ball, that. Go on,
the radio
Carlos.
Listeners know the score of United, surely.
Go on, Carlos. Go on, son.
Get another chance, son. Put it into the mixer. Good defending, though, there. That's from the number three.
Set one out of the ground.
Well, it's a throw into FC United. Far with this near right-hand side. A good 35 yards into the half of Barrow, going to be taken by the captain, Kyle Jacobs, and Jimmy Oldham comes near, gives it back to the captain, puts it towards the back post there, flicked on there by FC United's Glenn Hurst, and Jerome Wright just couldn't quite get on the end of it, and it's now with the number 10, Chadwick, holds it. Chadwick looking for some support. He's only got one player with him, and he's managed to find him, and that's Donnelly. Walker, I should say. Walker on this near left hand side. Puts the ball in. Come out, Sam Ashton. Simple.
Easy, Sam.
Well played.
Floats straight into Sam's hands. Great throw. Finds Jerome Wright on the halfway line. He's away.
He's got Hurst. He's
got
Norton.
He's got the here as well.
He's got Jake Cottrell if he wants him as well. Can he get beyond the number five? He can. Ball comes across. Oh! Hurst. Opportunity.
Oh, unlucky.
Oh, and it's just fallen through, unfortunately. And it just fell very kindly there for Sean Pearson. The ball came across, a decent ball. All started with a wonderful throw from Sam Ashton, giving Jerome Wright acres of space on the left. He got beyond his defender, put the ball across. It went behind two of FC centre forwards, and then unfortunately
just landed
comfortably for.
Well done, Kyle.
Landed comfortably, as I say, for the goalkeeper Pearson. And on the other end, FC United's captain's had to come to the rescue of his goalkeeper, who was just about out there, but he made no mistakes. And it's 23 minutes on the clock. FC United have matched 0, Barrow AFC 0. As Barrow now, nice passage of play here.
Well,
they're going to get the free kick there, and they do.
Kyle Jacobs giving a foul away there in a rather naughty position. That 5 yards outside the box, just out to the left here. And definitely a shooting opportunity.
And this will be the last you hear from myself and Seamus for a little while, because we're going to hand you over to, as I say, Pinky and Perky, Pork and Mindy, Richard and Judy. I call them Richard. Richard
Sage and Onion.
Richard and Judy will be coming on a little later on.
Free kick to Barrow in a very very shootable position.
His Boyd's over it, and so Sheringham, but it looks like Boyd just touches the ball. It's a very, very dangerous position.
Good.
Hits the wall, though, and well played FC United, and the ball's all the way back to with the captain now, and it's a poor ball, and Boyd's going to have to play all the way back to his goalkeeper, and FC United are charging down with Norton. Pearson, can he clear his line?
It's a terrific press in there for
poor Norton. Clearance, and FC United's Glenn Hurst with a great header across field, left hand side for Jerome Wright. Now many yellow shirts have got back eventually.
Ooh,
and then he just can't thread the ball through, and FC United were unlucky there. And again, the better of the two teams.
Yes.
25 minutes on the clock, and as soon as we get a break in play, we'll hand you over. As Edwards now down this left hand side, FC United got some defending to do. It's with Boyd, halfway line, plays it into Sheringham. Left footed, swings the ball, lovely ball, as you'd expect him when he gets a bit of time and room. It's with the number two now, Simon Spencer. Can he get beyond Lee Neville? No, he can't. Well played, Lee Neville. And with that, we'll hand you back over to Richard and Judy. Here they come.
Right.
Who's Richard, who's Judy?
Well, I've just offered to get him out on stage, but
it's 0-0 here after 25 minutes. And it's a throw into Barrow on the right hand side. Goes into the FC 18 yard box, is headed away by McManus. Headed back in by Barrow, and a big hoofed clearance there from Lee Neville as Mike Norton goes after this.
And he beats the defender, but he goes down under the challenge. He's still back with the Barrow keeper, Pearson. Pearson clears his lines up the right hand side. And it's knocked on, but he's gone out for a throw. Oh no, it's not, just stayed in. FC United with the ball just inside their own half. Tip forward. FC United come forward up the left.
Mike Norton passes it to no one in particular. And it will be Bradford in possession now. Steinman Spender with a long ball along the right hand side. That's headed, dealt with there by McManus. Distinctive shaven headed slim figure for FC number 6. It's a throw into Barrow just inside FC territory on the right hand side.
Your thoughts on the game so far, James?
Well, I think FC got a chance here. I mean, I think they've competed. I've noticed the Barrow players have been at one another about mistakes, so pressure on them. They need a cup run as they're struggling in the Blue Square Conference, or Premier as it's now known. Ball bobbling about the centre of the field now, and it's gone now into FC territory, but
I don't think that was Moore. He's gone down injured. I think it's the way he jumped and landed there, the Barrow player. Jumped and extended his right leg, maybe overextended it. Don't think there was a foul. There's certainly nothing malicious in that anyway. Yeah. But anyway, player's down injured. Ball's out of play. If you've joined us late, it's a 27 minutes gone. In basically the roof's coming off Gig Lane today. But it's nil-nil. Neither team having a big enough impression. We've got a text. Sounds loud. Really enjoying the commentary. Come on, FC. That's from Bugs.
Thank you, Bugs. Chadwick, the injured player, is on his feet now. A bit of a limp, but it's going to be a free kick to Barrow.
Keg and James, chalk and cheese, that's from Paul Mann.
But not Richard and Judy. Please text in your votes for who's Richard and who's Judy. Free kick to Barrow, just inside the FC half. Goes into the 18-yard box. Out jumped, though, and that was well jumped there by Barrow number 9, Jason Walker. It's going to be a corner to FC. It was Munro who dealt with it. 4 FC eventually.
Stout defending. You can tell the defending stout. That's a fourth or fifth ball that's gone out the ground.
That's right.
Today. It's beyond Rose Ed. It's getting cleared. It's getting cleared.
But good collection match. Balls gathering around the left hand corner, right hand corner flag of FC. Meanwhile, corner to be taken by Mark Boyd for Barrow.
This will be taken short, will it? No, it's taken to the far post. 4 or 5 Barrow players there. Heads up, and there's a foul. There's a push there on FC United McManus, and we win the free kick just on the edge of the 6-yard box.
Yes, Paul Jones there, the tall, the distinctive white-haired figure.
And it's finished the Stoke 1, Manchester United 2 at the Britannia Stadium.
Yeah, well, so good for that half, that part of Manchester, good news. Let's see if we can make it a double here at Gig Lane. It's goal kick to FC United, 28 minutes gone. Sam Ashton, the FC goalkeeper, to take this. Right footed long. Oh, and Jones goes, misses his header there. On comes the sub, that's Glyn Hurst. But now back it on the halfway line. McManus there. Well, Glyn Hurst plays on nicely, but Barrow deal with it again. Now it's Kyle Jacobs now, about 25 yards out on the right hand side. Jacobs along the ground. The ball comes loose for Jake Cottrell, number 8.
It's a good tackle there. Good block tackle from Barrow.
And Barrow dealt with that very well there. And they bring it forward now. It's Edwards, the number 24 for Barrow, on the left-hand side. He slides it. Kyle Jacobs intercepts it.
Just inside FC United half. But he's played backwards into their own half, Barrow. Left-back's got the ball.
Pearson, though, loses it. Cottrell, though, can't bring it into control. And loops a volley into the stand.
Yeah, another one coming down with snow on. Hello to anyone that's listening to us in Barrow. And credit to your away support. They make plenty of noise. And they've got plenty of colour.
Carl Marginson, of course, the FC coach, played for Barrow, said he had very happy memories there and loved the support, so a bit of extra spice for him in today's encounter, as Barrow bring it forward now on the right hand side. Spender there, slides it in field, and it's Mark Boyd who spins it on there on the right hand side. As Barrow goes across,
right across the 6-yard box there, fortunately he couldn't come to a Barrow player. He's gone out for a throw into to FC United, I would think, yeah, despite what their number 14 thinks.
It's actually Edwards, the number 24, in a separate universe, thinking that had come off.
Sorry, the number 24, that was Paul Edwards. Yeah, it's a dodgy moment there. Big hole in the FC United defence as that ball went across the edge of the 6-yard box. FC United take the throw. Straight back to Barrow though. Ball over the top to the edge of the area. Barrow still have the ball. He's got three options. Oh, and it's great. Bit of play there from Jimmy Holden. Calm things down. Gave it back to
back to Joel Holden there.
Oh, what?
Disastrous error by Holden. But luckily, Nick Chadwick, the Barrow number 10,
I honestly
misses.
Don't know what Jimmy Holden was thinking. There's a little loop ball over the top. Whether he's trying to give it back to Sam Ashton again or what, I don't know. But he basically a little ball over the top straight into the path of the Barrow player. One-on-one with the keeper.
But no composure there from Chadwick. Swung his left foot out and it went, well, a yard or two wide there.
That's the dodgiest moment for FC of the game so far, and 31 minutes.
And uncharacteristic from Holden, normally a very calm player in the centre of the field for FC. Meanwhile, Carl Jacobs with a header around about the halfway line and another header. It had tennis now. It's Sheridan, the player manager for Barrow, nods that. Up comes Munro this time. And it's Carl Jacobs now on the right-hand side. Spinning it across, looking for Jerome Wright on the left-hand side.
Brilliant.
It's a beautiful ball.
Ball.
Now, Jerome Wright now on the left-hand side. Teasing Spender there. Now then, Lee Neville. Lee Neville has this. Puts back to Jerome Wright. He's thinking about a cross.
Ages to put this cross in. Should be a good one.
Norton heads it, but...
Well, there's a rumour. There's a foot up there from Pearson, the number three. But the referee gives the benefit of the doubt to Barrow. It's a goal kick.
But,
I thought that was a high leading foot there from the number three. But there you go.
Yeah, well, sort of thing, if an attacker had had a high foot like that, it'd definitely been a free kick. But it doesn't go this way. 0-0. 32 minutes gone. United versus Barrow in the final preliminary round, final qualifying round.
Not really anything between the two teams really for me so far. They both look dangerous going forward and both playing some good football.
It's good news for FC, of course, two divisions below Barrow. Well, it's a free kick to Barrow now, about midway into the FC half. The prize, this is an away tie with Rochdale in the first round proper of the FA Cup.
Oh, the glamour. You can feel it from here. You cannot overestimate the atmosphere we've got today with three sides of the ground. I would estimate the crowd to be somewhere between 3,500-4,000, to be honest. We'll see.
And it'll be a free kick for Barrow. It's about 35 to 40 yards out. And Sheridan coming forward wants a short one. But no, it's going to be a cross ball from...
to the far post.
Spender, it's bobbling around there, headed away by Neville. FC trying to make a quick break here with Jerome Wright. But Jerome Wright loses it to Sheridan.
Arms went up, fortunate. That was just about a yard offside, fortunately. Clever little ball, though, from Sheridan. Almost beat the offside trap in the back three, as it was.
Yes.
On the edge of the FC United area.
And this game livening up very nicely now. Both sides now starting to look a bit more penetrative. As Sam Ashton will take this free kick just outside the FC 18-yard box. 0-0. Sam Ashton, a big right-footed clearance onto the left-hand side, looking perhaps for Jerome Wright. Doesn't get to him, though, and Barra have it again. As Chadwick there has the ball. Chadwick, the culprit of that mischance. This comes forward. Walker with a nod on, but... to safety now. Carl Jacobs has it now for FC in the FC half. Again, looking for Wright there on the left hand side.
Great long
ringing ball. Brilliant ball. Now Wright has this.
Got
in the 18 yard
box.
Across
the byline, right across the face of goal. And we just couldn't poke it in there. Norton at the far post. FC United by far the best chance of the game.
And apart from Chadwick's a few moments ago for Barrow, of course, but what that definitely FC's best chance there.
That's why it was FC's best chance of the game there, James.
A bit of echo between the commentary, all part of the atmosphere here.
Well, we've got to have a bit. And the producer is laughing his socks off.
And you've got to say, that was an excellent pass from Carl Jacobs. That's twice now he's done that. FC have it now. That's really brought the crowd to life here, the Manchester Road end. Meanwhile, Jason Walker on the right hand side for Barrow, tackled by Scott McManus, but that'll be a throw in
to Barrow, level with the edge of the penalty area.
10 minutes to go
in front of the main stand. Yep, 35 minutes gone. It's still 0-0 if you've joined us late. Everything to play for. Ball comes in to the far post. It's headed across a looping header, cleared well by FC United. just on the edge of the centre circle now. Barrow throw a long ball and it's wild, it's hooked away and it's out of play for a throw into FC United on this near side.
So it'll be a throw. It's Carl Jacobs, 10 minutes to go to half-time. Carl Jacobs with a throw on the right-hand side for FC United. Looking for someone to deliver it to. And it's Norton there who's come back to get this. Rocker, FC number 7 with a chip forward. But Jones, the ex-Tranmere player, the Barrow captain, will deal with this. It's cleared now. On the halfway line, but ahead tennis again. As Kieran Donnelly there gets it out to Edwards on the left-hand side.
Acres of space. Acres, Carl Jacobs is covering him. But he beats Jacobs, cuts inside, beats the second man. Then loses the ball. FC United clear the lines. It's Lee Neville, edge of the area, pushes one forward up the left.
Shout for a penalty there for Barrow, but nothing doing, says the referee.
Not even close to being.
Jerome Wright, big long ball over to Carlos Rocker. He's got a bit of space on the right side. Can't quite control this. Rocker now.
Come inside, decide what you're going to do with it.
Okay, Cottrell. Great for FC.
Oh, it's a poor ball. Took a ricochet on the edge of the area. Barrow come away with it.
It's Nick Chadwick now. Slight forward, but it's intercepted by Munro. Protest from the FC fans, not quite sure what for. Lee Neville bring it forward on the left-hand side for FC United. Flies infield to Holden. Holden across now to Kyle Jacobs. The FC captain and right back now, once again looking for one of those long balls out. Left corner, not so successful this time as Sean Pearson, the keeper for Barrow, clears it now. Jacobs gets that. Holden wins it in the middle of the field. Holden bringing it forward. Out left to Lee Neville, the left back for FC United.
Good possession football from FC United now. Saying that, they lose it.
Kiss of death there.
Absolutely. Classic kiss of death stuff.
And as Nick Chadwick slides it back to Sheridan. Sheridan forward now to Donnelly. Sheridan again. Challenged there by Cottrell, but Barrow still have it. Edwards on the left-hand side, number 24. And Pearson now, left back, but that's harmlessly...
lot of Barrow's players going through Sheridan, innit? A lot of those telling through balls, pushing the ball wide, making spaces for people, showing his experience there at the age of 42, Danny Sheridan. And obviously he's got that little fighting terrier type of spirit in the middle of the pitch.
And remonstrations between him and Edwards on the left. Edwards has been remonstrating a lot with the players in the middle. Meanwhile, it's Jones with the header there, and this is Edwards now, has this ball on the left-hand side. Number 24 for Barrow now, looking to tease Kyle Jacobs here. There's one or two step overs there, looking for the cross. Comes along the ground, and this could be... Oh, but Ashton saves it. That was a nice bit of work from Edwards.
We did, though. We did FC United hold off at Barrow as they were going forward there. Edge of the six-yard box with Sam Ashton saving low to his left. Ball's gone out of play. The clearance, it's a throw into Barrow just in front of the dugouts.
This is... Chadwick again, number 10, but he loses possession. Sam Ashton, no, it will be a corner ball to Barrow.
Living dangerously at the moment, FC United on 39 minutes.
Right-hand side, and it will be Mark Boyd coming over to take this one, the number 8 for Barrow. Barrow playing in this all-yellow strip with the blue line down the side.
As the police helicopter makes an appearance over Gig Lane.
The corner, but
it's
that's
a poor one to the near post.
First man, but Donnelly has it. Cross, nice one over there. Oh, and that was a nice shot there. Number 9, Jason Walker there.
Spectacular stuff.
Yeah, that goes to
on
to
the full
Sam
volley.
Ashton. Yeah, it was. Would have been very spectacular had it gone in. 5 minutes to go to half time. Sam Ashton has the ball on the 18-yard line. Rolls it along now and plays it out wide to Kyle Jacobs in space. Edwards comes to challenge him inside to Jake Cottrell, and that's a beautiful ball to Carlos Rocker on the right hand side, first time cross, but it's Jones that deals with it, and that'll be a corner.
Great bit of football.
It's really quick work from Jacobs, then Cottrell, and Carlos Rocker's cross being intercepted there by the skipper of Barrow, Paul Jones there.
set pieces not FC United's cup of tea this season so far. Well, let's hope
that Jerome Wright can do something. He's going to bring this over left-footed from the right-hand side.
It's going to be the far post, this. Let's hope it makes it as far as the far post for a change.
4 minutes to go to half-time. FC United. Cross from Jerome Wright. That's
he
a good
indeed.
One this
Heads
time.
Up.
Dealt with well, though, by Barrow. Holden there gets it back out Jerome Wright. Now, can he get it back over again? Being challenged there by two Barrow players. Gets it over. Oh, what a beautiful header there from Jake Cottrell. But it's fairly easily dealt with there by Sean Pearson in the Barrow goal.
Brave stuff for Jake Cottrell to stick his head in there. Many players wouldn't.
But still 0-0.
And Pearson, the keeper, launches one up the right-hand side. It's nodded on. FC United clear the lines. Not very far, though. The wind's caught that one, I think, James.
Yeah.
And it's... go on, sorry.
After you say one or two of the FC players, but finally it goes out for a throw-in. Which Boyd, which is able to take. Still 0-0. The police helicopter now making a full circuit.
Directly over the pitch. He is, he's doing aerobatics for us now.
Display, but it's not half time yet, lads, so hold off. Jones now with this, clears this from the Barrow half, but that's dealt with by Monroe. Holden there, passes it back to Lee Neville on the left-hand side. Now they're spinning this forward, but Jones will deal with this in the Barrow half. Along the line to Phil Bolland, the number five. He clears it. And it's now well inside FC territory. And Edwards will collect this on the left-hand side. All of a sudden, with a... And this comes over to... it was Chadwick there, but... As it loops into the air for an age, it seemed. Sam Ashton, but... Well, let's see, have a look what's happening here. The referee's calling... making sure that the Barrow striker that fell into the net was okay, I think. A lot of sympathy there from the FC fans.
Of course, well known for our sympathetic treatment of visiting strikers.
Carl Jacobs there loops this one over, looks like it'd be the goalkeeper's, and that will in fact go for a goal kick.
End to end stuff, quite literally.
3 minutes to go to half time. FC United and Manchester 0, Barrow AFC 0.
And it's been somewhat even, Stephen, so far in this game from a footballing point of view, both from the threat going forward and possession, etc. There's not a lot to put between the two teams so far, James.
Meanwhile, something seems to be going on the pitch. Referee Mr. Hayward speaking to Jones, and he wants to have a word with just seeing who this is.
It's number 10, is it?
It's Chadwick. Something the referee's not happy about.
Just a quick comment there from our technical director stood behind us.
We apologise particularly for any of the kids who are listening.
Won't somebody think of the kids?
Yeah. Okay. Chadwick there wins this in midfield, but loses it promptly. And that's McManus there with a looping up and under. Barrow play it forward, but Munro has this under control, yeah. Inside his own half. Back to Sam Ashton with the right-footed clearance now towards the halfway line. Cottrell up for this, but he heads it to Edwards. Edwards has this left-hand side. This is Donnelly, number 19 for Barrow. Slides it across. Chadwick with a shot, but a very weak effort that goes straight to Sam Ashton.
Not got his shooting boots on today, has he so far? And we enter the final minute of normal time. We've got a text message in. That police helicopter is James Lee.
My left home, yeah. There's a cryptic joke there for followers of a particular archive comedy show. So, meanwhile, Lee Neville.
I'll treat you to a laugh before he finishes.
Lee Neville with a throw in to FC United on the far side, the left hand side. Throws along the line there, but that's dealt with by Barrow. It'll be another throw in to FC. 45 minutes nearly up here.
Yeah.
FC love to do what Celtic did earlier in the game, scored just before half time.
I can't see there being much added time. There have been not many incidents of note that would stop the clock, really.
You never let Jerome Wright. Now Cottrell has it on the left hand side for FC United, about 25 yards from the Barrow line. Oh, inside. Now Jerome Wright has this, oh, but he gets robbed. And it's Sheridan there clearing up for Barrow. It's now back in the FC half. Monroe slides it back to Sam Ashton. 45 minutes are up now. Sam Ashton looking for a big long clearance, right footed deep into Barrow territory. Up goes Jones, he beats Norton to the ball, and Barrow have it, and Sheridan spins it out left to Edwards as Edwards brings it forward for Barrow. One last attack maybe before half time, but nicely dealt with by McManus. Neville has it now, number three for FC United. Plays it out left to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright forward to Glyn Hurst, the substitute. Nice movement out there to Neville. Now one last cross maybe for FC. Neville bringing it infield, slides it across to Holden. Holden slides it now to Jake Cottrell, about 30 yards out for FC. Now it's Holden, but
that is it.
The whistle goes.
That was it. Yeah, there was really less than a minute of adding time in the end, and that brings an exciting yet goalless first half to a conclusion. That makes obviously FC United 0, Barrow FC 0, and everything to play for, James.
And the FC will they'll be satisfied with that. They can win this game. There's no doubt about that. Playing towards their own fans at the MRE in the second half, I'm sure they'll feel they can get one here.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Welcome back to this fourth round preliminary tie. First round beckons for the winners of this game this afternoon here at Gig Lane.
A juicy tie away to Rochdale.
It certainly is.
I never thought I'd say that, but it's got a real tingle about it, hasn't it?
It could have been Torquay, it could have been Brighton, it could have been Exeter. No, it's
Rochdale. A local derby.
It is, and as I say, two teams evenly poised for the second half. FC United having the better of the opening 25 minutes, and unfortunately suffering an injury very early on was Ben Deegan, who had set his stall out superbly well, and he went off, and Glyn Hurst has come on, and FC United, really the only thing that need to do a little bit more, they need to a few more shots on goal.
Yep.
But you're with myself and Seamus for this next 20 odd minutes, and then Pinky and Perky, when they arrive back from their trailer, they've gone back there and they've got a fluffer, I believe,
was it
sorting them out.
Statler and Waldorf, was it?
Something like that. As FC United
in the Muppet Show
in this second half, facing shooting towards the MRE as
well played, Carmen.
Carmen Road clears the ball only as far as Sherringdon, but Lee Neville picks it up on this near side to ourselves. He's got Jerome Wright from the left. He's going to switch it to the right hand side for Carlos Rocca, who's got
that's a great ball,
onto that and get that ball. He's got Edwards for company, though, who seems to have tracked him all the way through the first half. And then Carlos,
a great ball.
Jerome Wright, he's going to. Well, I thought the referee was going to blow for a free kick.
I thought so too, but it was a cracking ball in there from Carlos Rocca.
Corner ball, FC United in the opening minute of this second half. ConstructiveCoding.com bringing you this FC United production, as they do week in, week out, and the noise is absolutely superb.
Jerome Wright's going to take this left footed from the right hand side. It's going to be an in swinger. It's a decent cross.
Tell you,
Glyn Hurst just got his head to that. It's just fizzed past the far post, hasn't it?
Right, the back post there was Norton trying to get on the end of it equally, and that was unlucky from an FC perspective.
It was indeed. Cracking corner.
Good start for FC United. It's still 0-0 here in this FA Cup fourth round preliminary tie.
So a goal kick to Barrow. Sean Pearson's going to take this over the halfway line. Lee Neville's under it, wins it. Good superbly head. Good head,
and then a mistake from Barrow, and they put the ball all the way back to Pearson, the goalkeeper, right footed. That's it again, back over the halfway line. It's a free kick there, referee, if you ever saw one. Thank you very much. At some stages you have to book somebody, isn't it? Andrew listening, Whitby, great commentary, top quality, and hope FCUM can keep flying the Northern Premier flag. Well, thanks very much for that in Whitby.
Thanks very much.
Probably the second place.
I mean, this number 10, this Chadwick, he really should be wearing boots on his elbow, shouldn't he, rather than on his feet.
He's committed about six now, and the referee's up to now let him off, and perhaps we'll see what happens. Anyway, the free kick comes from FC United, deep in their own half, into the penalty area. Glyn Hurst gets a little flick on it. Can he get the end of it? No, he can't, but it's picked up by Jake Cottrell to Jerome Wright. He's got the overlap he wants at Jerome, but he chooses to play the ball inside. Flicks off a defender. Ooh. And it's picked up by the goalkeeper, and again, just not getting the rub of the green there,
he should have picked out Lee Neville then, Jerome Wright. He run beyond him, and he made a superb overlap, as he's done several times in this game, actually.
He certainly has, as again, a big kick comes in from the Barrow goalkeeper. It's high, it's swirling, and equal to it is FC United's Carl Monroe. He gets the header, but it goes backwards a little bit, and it's picked up though by FC's captain, who swings the ball down the far right hand side, and what turns out to be a
hit. It's not going out, is it?
Carlos Rocca hits a hopeful ball.
Oh, we should get a corner for nothing out of that.
Well,
excellent.
Dreadful football from Barrow.
Looking out of nerve here, aren't they?
FC United get themselves a corner ball in 47 minutes. Well, taken quickly. Jerome Wright now going to swing this ball in. Have a dig, son. Have a dig. He does go back.
Oh,
he
spilled it.
He's still in the penalty area. Oh, and Edwards is going to come out with it. And he's a lucky bit of play again there. But here come
Well played, Scott McManus. Superb.
Well, Edwards was charging through and McManus came back. And the ball's into the penalty area again. It's half-headed away. It will be picked up by Donnelly, but he plays the ball again deep back in his own half, and FC United's Jerome Wright does well there to stop the ball further.
I think the MRE are going to give this keeper problems. He's looking shaky already, isn't he? He's not used to this kind of support, shall we call it?
No, it certainly isn't, and it's going to be a throw-in down this near side. Sherrington picks it up, hits it left foot outside of his foot. A decent ball there, and there's only one man on then, it's Walker, but Carl Munro does really well.
Well done, Carl.
And then plays his lines. And it's going to be a throw-in to Barrow down the far right-hand side, the near side to us.
Come on, Reds, let's get switched on again.
It's going to be a throw-in to be taken by the number two.
Simon Spender.
Takes it quickly. Spender back on the ball. Hits it to the penalty area. It's a bit
flat cross. Flat there, cleared away by Carlos Rock. He's done well there.
That's not a bad ball back into the mix.
Back in.
Should have been a shout there from the captain. Sorry, from Sam Ashton, but... Edwards on the ball, far left hand side now, 10 yards into the FC half, and again a speculative ball more than anything, and FC United
can't afford. They're all stuck looking at each other there. Well done Sam. Well, they can't mix up there between Kyle Jacobs and Carl Munro,
and FC United nearly give the ball away in a dangerous position twice, and it's back with Carl Munro. Munro plays it comfortably across to Kyle Jacobs. Kyle Jacobs now sees Jerome Wright, sees the run of him, he's going to swing it from right to left.
Bit too straight that, isn't it?
Keeper comes to collect
it. Well done. Well done, keeper.
And it's out again, and it's a ferocious pace to this opening second half. Good leave by the number nine there, but FC United's Jamie Quinn.
I'm not sure he meant that.
I can smell burning.
Yep, there's something burning. So many cables around here, isn't there?
There is a distinct smell of burning.
Well, Michael, now. Great touch. Go on, Jerome.
He's just taking it a bit wide.
Oh, great save.
Superb shot there from Jerome Wright. He drilled it from right to left.
Absolutely. A terrific little flick there from Mike Norton to put him in, and a great left-footed effort from Jerome Wright, screaming in the far corner. The keeper's got a good hand to it there to turn it away. So he's throwing to FC halfway inside the half. James Quinn's got the ball, centre circle. Picks Lee Neville out. Lee Neville driving forward from left back. Going to try one. Ooh, good block, lad. Probably didn't think so when it hit him, right?
I'll give it straight back to FC United. It's now with Lee Neville, 10 yards in the Barrow half. Swings it towards
Unlucky.
To Glenners, but it was a poor ball to be picked up though by the yellow shirts. And as Keg always says, we seem to play everyone in yellow at the moment, even in a division below us. Good challenge there by Lee Neville. Stayed up.
I think yellow washes well, doesn't it? That's right.
And everyone's now looking round to see where's that smell coming from. Throw comes in anyway, halfway lines with Boland at number five. Right footed, chips it down the right hand side. Lee Neville on the wrong side of his man there. And Donnelly, can he get the cross in? He can. Overhit though, and it's behind for a goal kick to FC United.
He was always stretching to get to that, wasn't he?
But Lee Neville just lost his man for a
second. Yeah, he just switched off for a split second, which you can't do against players who are training full time, can you?
No, not at all.
So it's a goal kick to FC. Sam Ashton's going to take this.
51 minutes on the clock. FC United of Manchester 0, Barrow AFC 0. And I am feeling more ill by the minute. Absolutely dreadful.
Oh, dear.
A goal is what I need as the tonic to perhaps pick me up a little bit.
Sam Ashton with a goal kick over the halfway line. Norton challenges for that. Ball's loose. James Holden with a good header. Knocked forward by Barrow. Kyle Jacobs under it.
And does get underneath it, unfortunately.
Yes.
Defending well.
Chadwick plays the ball inside for Barrow. Ball's back with Sheridan. Sheridan finding number 8 Mark Boyd. Sheridan again dabs it forward to Nick Chadwick.
Good ball.
Paul
there.
Edwards picks it up on the left. He's had a good game, this lad.
It's a decent ball cross as well. And there should have been a shout there because there's a man at the back post there, and FC United from defending to do. It's an opportunity to get the ball into the. Who's on the end
in.
Of it?
Great Ed Carl Munro, well played.
And then a ball up towards Norton.
Well done,
well
Mike.
There.
Unlucky.
But Sheridan does equally well there, and FC United just can't get the ball at the moment, but they've given it away, and FC United now with an opportunity. Deep in their own half, spray it right hand side for Carlos Rucker to run down this wing.
Go on, Carlos.
He's got Edwards for company, and Edwards does well again. He's come back and
he is a quality player.
He's done very well. As FC United again.
Well
Kyle
done, Jake Cottrell.
Superbly. Sorry, Jake Cottrell, brilliant.
Go on,
play.
Jake.
Looking for some support on the right hand side. Does not lose it there. Carlos Rucker. Back down to right hand side.
Football. Go on, Jake.
He's got Sheridan for company. Lad. And Sheridan will just bring that out nicely as we know he can, and then they give the ball away. Gabarro in a poor position, and we've just been told that Keith Ward, our fire officer, has been on the scene, and it in fact was a smoke ball of some sort in the
ball, James. Good ball, James. Unlucky, hacked away by Barrow. up to the number 10 Chadwick on the halfway line. It's gone out for a throw into FC. Jimmy Oldham's going to take this. No, he's going to leave it for Carl Jacobs. I think Marge is trying to calm him down a little bit, because we're absolutely ripping at him at the moment, aren't we? We don't want to burn ourselves out.
No, not at all. I mean, we've got the fitness levels to go for 90 minutes. There's going to be a substitution, it looks imminently, for Earl Barrow as they win the ball on the halfway line, but they're about 10 yards back now and they play the ball back even further as Edwards hits the ball left-footed up towards the number 10, who gets ahead on it this time, but it's well contested by Carl Munro. FC United now playing along their own back line.
If fitness does become a factor, you'd have to fancy them. But then again, let's hope fitness doesn't become a factor and we get a couple of goals in front. Or talk to each other, you two.
Well played, Norton, then eventually, though, and then the ball's split right-hand side, and, well, there's no one there because Carlos is playing deep at the moment.
Yes.
And if you're going to play that ball, you've got to make sure that your man's up there with you, but it's in the right part of the ground at the moment, in the far, far left-hand corner. FC United and Manchester...
We're going to have a sub for Barrow now.
Barrow AFC nil as a substitution is about to take place.
Number 10's coming off, that's Nick Chadwick. He of the elbows.
Yes, elbow Chadwick. He must be submitting the name.
And he's being replaced by number 15, who is Danny Forrest.
I think Danny Forrest, again, is coming back from injury.
From the point of view of FC, we shan't be missing Nick Chadwick. He's given a very aggressive display, but hardly ever touched the ball with his feet, has he?
Well, I would have kept him on in that respect. There, so
yeah.
As Carlos Rocker gets himself involved there, does well. FC with the ball, Jerome Wright, dead centre. Has a shot on goal. Low.
Oh, unlucky Jerome.
I think the keeper either knew exactly where that was going or completely
I don't think he did. Fizz past the post.
Liverpool are drawing one apiece at Blackburn Rovers. Oh, Blackburn have just equalised, have they? Fantastic. So, FC United, as I say, still 0-0 here.
West Ham got us down last night, didn't they? Just a point would have put Liverpool bottom.
That's right, yeah.
So, 55 minutes on the clock and it's still FC United and Manchester 0. Barrow FC 0.
Clearance from FC United as far as Jerome Wright. He tries to flick it on for Glenhurst. Glenhurst will pick it up back
to
Jerome Wright.
Go on, Jerome
Wright now with a bit of opportunity to go past the player. Goes past one.
He was having to do a bit of hurdling there, Jerome, wasn't he? And eventually he's judged to have fouled.
Well,
he was having to clear a few swinging legs.
Well, it was Mr. Darren Sheridan he decided to have the challenge on.
Yep.
And
he's not one to be falling out. He's
42 and he'd be saying, come on, after the game, car park, perhaps. But, you know, for a 42-year-old, he's still a decent player, isn't he?
Have a look here, Lee Neville. It's number two.
Free kicks taken
good head,
poorly
Kyle.
by Barrow and FC United. He's trying to win the ball on the far right-hand side. He's shoving the back there from Norton, but it's a throw-in just...
Just reminding him, there's nothing free.
Yes. 15 yards in their own half at the moment, Barrow, although they've just stolen five. And Edwards plays the ball back. Ball hit high over the top. FC United win the ball again. Good header there by the captain... And number two from FC United, the ball's on the far right-hand side. In the main stand, it's Edwards to set the throw in, about 15 yards into the FC half. Looking for some support, no one coming at the moment, and Carlos Rocker nearly wins the ball.
Eventually does. And then gives it away.
And then the ball spread.
Nearly a good ball. It's one of those nearly good balls that we nearly played first half, isn't it?
Are these the pizzas? Oh, no. Well, you know, delivery of... It's, FC United now, another substitution for Barrow. They're certainly going to go for it. Is it a double substitution they're making? No, it's not. It is a double substitution they're making, yes.
The manager...
56 minutes on the clock.
Happy with what he's seeing, and he's out there actually seeing it, isn't he?
Well, he is, yeah, and it's the number 8 coming off, Mark Boyd. And the number 3 coming off, is it? We don't know yet. Well, Mark Boyd's coming off.
Yeah, the number 8 and the number 3, so that's Mike Pearson, number 3 and number 8, Mark Boyd. Being replaced by number 7, who is Paul Rutherford.
He was in a very average band.
That was Mike Rutherford.
Oh, was it?
You're right, they were a very average band. Well, they were after Peter Gabriel left.
Is that a glider?
It is indeed.
I've never seen a glider over Bury before, but there is a glider. Or a disguised police helicopter. Fair enough.
Good head, Michael.
Good touch, Jerome. Unfortunately, there. Lee never wins.
Unluckily.
Just excuse it out.
Threaten me a bit, Ed.
It's got a little bit... quiet.
Well, they keep making substitutions. It takes the sting out of the game, doesn't it? So we've got to throw into Barrow just on the halfway line. Number 2, Steve Spender's going to take this. Sorry, Simon Spender.
It's going to be still waiting for this to be taken. Just over the halfway line, right outside. who's going to
win the chocolate.
It's won by Barrow and FC United play. The lines are with Lee Neville. It's a push in the back referee. You can't, if you can't see that.
Well, we've just been treated to a cup of hot chocolate. Someone's somewhere's realised that we are in the coldest place on God's green earth.
Can I put my feet in it?
FC I'd United rather
get some defender to do there on the right hand side, and it's prohibited by McManus. He does well. There's a push in the back, gets a throw in.
Come on, FC. Let's pick up the momentum again. Well, this is one of the rare forays into our raft, this second half, isn't it?
We'll be handing you over in 2 minutes to, as I say, Pinky and Perky.
Good head, Mike Norton. Go on, James. Good head, lad.
Sheridan won the header there, and FC United just need to get hold of the ball and get out of their own area, and they spray a ball from right to left. A lovely ball.
I'll tell you what, if that comes off, it's the ball of the season, isn't it?
Well, it was towards Carlos Roca from this near left hand side. He sprayed the ball a good 60 yards and Edwards came across
it. Looks to me, you know, they've taken the number 3 off and they've pulled Paul Edwards back to left full back, which is a good thing because they think Carlos Roca can hurt him.
Ball's high over the top there, and FC United's Glenhurst can't quite get on the end of it. He's not really been in the game a great deal, Glenhurst.
Well, he's just feeling his way back from injury, isn't he? And he's going to be out-jumped and out-muscled by this lot. Unlucky, James.
You see what he was trying to do there?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
with
the ball's out of play, I suppose on 59 point something seconds, we can bring in perhaps the little enlarge.
Or larger and larger.
Elvis and Costello. The new schmooze, who knows, as the ball's needs to be picked up by FC United here, but it's halfway line, and it's with Sheridan now, dead centre.
Well in.
Jacob.
Go on, Carlos. Oh, go on.
There's an opportunity for Norton on goal. Can he get it in the back? It's goal!
Oh,
Jerome Dyche coming up. Shoots. Yeah! Oh, it's a great save.
Jesus.
Bloody heck.
Fabulous save, that keeper. Absolutely fabulous. After Mike Norton hit the post there. I tell you what, the speed of that break then, when we got a sniff, we went at him like tigers.
Absolutely. And it all started with Jay
Cox. Absolutely phenomenal.
Bullying Sheridan in the middle of the park, well, getting the ball there, and FC United unlucky.
We're going to stay on for this corner because we always commentate on the goals. Keg and James always missing.
Ball comes in towards the back post, on the end of it. It's
one
a
yellow
shirt, but Carlos Roca now picks it up right hand side. Looking for some support. Can he get beyond the 15?
He does.
He does. That's a great ball towards the back post.
Ooh, take
well saved by the goalkeeper. And with that,
he had a bit of a juggle at that as well, didn't he?
And we're handing
right,
over
Keg's here.
It's Mr. Quinn.
Okay, it's myself and Mr. Quinn are back again, and we're the Swampy and Brian. Pinky and Perky will be back for the last 5 minutes. I think we've come back to an absolutely stupendous cup time, Mr. Quinn.
Absolutely.
FC United have the ball just inside their own half, only give it away to Barrow. Barrow pushing forward up the right side with the number 11 Donnelly. Ball over the top now, down into the corner. And it's picked up again by Donnelly on the inside, takes a shot parried by Sam Ashton. It's a mistake and he's having to clear it off the line from Kyle Jacobs, the captain. There's been a substitution, the number 11 is the proper number 11 now. It's
good fellow
ball's out of play. FC United have been a good start to the second half.
Yes indeed, and magnificent attempt before by not hitting the post, but Barrow attack now. They have it there with the substitute, Danny Forrest there, but he loses the ball and it's a goal kick to FC United. So what a great game, and certainly looking at this game objectively, you wouldn't know which team was in the Blue Square Premier and which was in the Northern Premier.
I was just talking to the SPN crew away to our left. How good do we sound?
Yeah, SPN. Well,
and they were just saying now.
No, can I just say it's with our colleagues?
With our
SPN.
colleagues from ESPN. Right, you see, I'm learning all the time from the pro A to my right.
Okay. Meanwhile, on the pitch, Carlos Roca has it on the right hand side for FC United, but he's tackled. There's a throw in to FC.
So, but our colleagues from ESPN were saying the same thing. you couldn't tell the teams apart. You wouldn't know they were two divisions apart.
Well, that's good to know. And another cue there is Holden gives the ball away, but then we get it back with Neville. Neville, though, the chip looking for Jerome Wright. That might have too much on it. Indeed, it does. It's a throw into Barrow just by the right, their right-hand corner flag.
Just interesting to see now how fitness comes into play as the second half goes on, James.
Absolutely.
62 minutes played, it's still 0-0.
And the greater experience, but Norton has this just inside the 18-yard box, but it's cleared away by Jones, the Barrow skipper. And McManus there heads that ball off for a throw-in around about the halfway line.
Right in front of us.
And Spender, the right-back, with the throw-in, gets it back now, and the cross, and Jerome Wright intercepts that.
And we've got a potential injury here and a potential substitution coming up. Hurst is sat on the ground and not looking great. We've got a text team listening in from Uni in Newcastle. Great commentary. Come on, FC. That's from Henry. Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
Hope you're enjoying it in Newcastle. And I think the substitute striker is going to be substituted. He's been led off the pitch. That's the second striker we've had injured now in this game.
And of course, Hurst himself recovering from injury and clearly possibly a relapse there.
So Ovington coming on for
so that'll be Hurst. Let me see how FC line up, whether Rocker will go in field.
I would like to think and see Rocker play down the middle now.
Yeah, but Ovington had a good start to the season, faded slightly, but his chance to get back in the mix today. Bit of head tennis there, Cottrell there. But it's headed back now. Jerome Wright has it at his feet just inside FC half. He's bringing across the halfway line, centre field. Flicks it across really beautifully to Holden. Oh, but that was nicely intercepted there by Barrow number 5, Phil Bolland, because Norton wanted that through. And Ovington has it now, but he loses it to Donnelly. And Barrow have it on the left-hand side, bringing it infield. Slides out as Edwards now. Left side, he'll be looking across this one. Indeed he does. There comes the cross, but it's dealt with by Munro. Heads it clear.
Great header.
And it will be Sheridan. No, oh, but that's it. His pass is intercepted very almost imperiously there by McManus. And now Norton, a lone striker, and waiting for some support. He's on the right-hand side, being challenged by Bolland there. And it's a throw into FC United on the right-hand side, just inside Barrow territory. Kyle Jacobs with his throw-in. Throws in field now. It's Carlos Rocker indeed playing a more central role, but he loses it. McManus again with his header. Holden back to Munro. Munro almost loses it there. Does lose it, in fact. And Barrow now bringing this forward. It's 3-on-3. As Darren Sheridan, though, but it's... but that's really cool defending. Ice cool there from Munro. And it's a throw-in to Barrow on the left-hand side, just about 10 yards from the FC line.
This news just in, I've finished my brew now.
That's a breaking news here.
Breaking news there.
It's Keg has just finished his brew. And we'll bring you more on that story just as soon as we have it.
Another breaking play while the referee... just found there's a player injured, a Barrow player taking some treatment just by the halfway line in front of the players' lounge there.
But anyway, it's a throw-in now. Sheridan has this from Edwards back to Sheridan. Sheridan bringing it infield, but that's intercepted. Norton and Barrow have this now, but no, it's a clearance.
Barrow down to 10 men.
By Neville. Rocker on his own up front. And it's a throw-in, but it's a throw-in that's given Barrow's way. Must have come off Rocker there on the far hand side.
That Barrow player's trying to walk an injury off. There's no sign from the bench that there is going to be an imminent substitution.
But, really,
so maybe a dead leg or something like that, it looks like.
It's quite a heavy bit of limping. FC bit of hold up in play here.
This is what happens when you miss a little bit of the game. They do sell the subs, Barrow.
Here we go now back in play, and Jerome Wright on the halfway line. Left footed, swinging it across, but that's just going to go harmlessly for a throw in. FC need to look to keep the ball better than this in the second half.
So Barrow with an injured player, and they've used all the substitutions.
Have they used all three?
According to our statistician, yes. He doesn't get things wrong like this.
So Barrow maybe with a problem. An injured player, and no options. Very early to use up all three subs there, Barrow. 23 minutes left in this game. That comes out Goodfellow now, the substitute. Has it on the right-hand side. Chips it left-footed in very neatly. And this is Donnelly. It's bobbling around.
He went down. The ball, I think.
But FC bring it away. Jerome Wright there with a long ball, but again, that's just going to go to the goalkeeper.
That's a nothing ball.
And FC really, well, it goes out for a goal kick. And FC sitting quite deep and not passing the ball as fluently as they did at times in the first half.
Well, again, I think maybe fitness, tiredness comes in. It's noticeable that Barrow seemed to be more as much concentrated on not losing as winning this game for me.
Bit of nous creeping in there.
When it's a pressing game they're playing now and not giving us as much time on the ball as we did have, for me, which is going to tire us out a little bit.
That's good.
The number 11's got the ball on the touchline there. He's tackled by Jerome.
Jerome Raul.
And that's another one out the ground.
Lee Neville there. In fact, it's
dropped in.
Yes, so Barrow have this. It's going to be Spender, the right back, with this throw in on the near side. Donnelly there back to Spender. Spender on the right hand side back to Donnelly. Chips it forward. It's a neat ball. Oh, that's nice football. And all of a sudden, Goodfellow in the clear, but Munro intervenes. But it's come down again to Donnelly on the 18 yard, but slides it to Sheridan with a left foot shot that goes, as you'll gather, several yards over the crossbar.
Carlos Rocker-esque.
Yes. That's a bit unfair to Carlos Rocker, but
it is indeed.
Given one of his left footed.
Comic effect.
But, well, neatly balanced here.
It's on a knife edge. A rather blunt knife edge, but a knife edge nonetheless.
Just over 20 minutes to go. And Sam Ashton will take a goal kick now, wearing a cap because of the sun. And this one goes out on the right hand side. Up go several players. But, well, Carl Jacobs meets that one in the end, and that goes way over the top, bobbling along the roof there. Comes back down. It'll be a throw into Barrow on the left hand side, just inside FC territory. So Edwards with this throw in. Number 24, and that throws it quite long. But it would be intercepted, I think, by McManus there. And Munro. Edwards now fighting for this with Ovington. Ovington and Norton, but Norton getting a bit too physical there for the referee's liking. Quick free kick taken by Barrow. Shared along that line to Donnelly. Donnelly would slide this along, but that's well read by Lee Neville. A chance of a break here. Neville now has it. That's
brilliant.
Neville into the 18-yard box. But Sheridan, the player manager, really read that so well.
42 years old.
Well, he looked about 21 years old there. But it's a corner.
Great little 1-2 between Ovington and Rocker. Lee Neville. Sorry, Rocker.
Yeah,
the sneak back of hair on Lee Neville.
And Ovington now will take this corner. On the left-hand side, going to take it right-footed. Here it comes. Well, that's a nice-looking ball, but Jones meets it for Barrow. Comes out. It's bobbling around there. And it's going to be a throw-in, or is it a corner? It's a corner for FC on the right-hand side this time.
70 minutes. This is a corner on the right.
And Jerome Wright. This would be, a good time to score. There's probably not a bad time to score, but this really would be a good juncture in this game for FC to take the lead. Jerome Wright, left-footed, swings this corner in. Punched away by the keeper. And it's a throw-in now to FC on the left-hand side, building up a head of steam here. And, Lee Neville jogs to get this ball.
I think keeping possession is key now for FC United over the next 5 or 10 minutes.
Neville, absolutely. Neville now with McManus with a left-footed cross in Norton there, but that's won well by Jones. Cottrell now slides it infield to Holden. Holden with a chip. Oh, to Rocker, who's on his own. He hits it across. Oh, my goodness me. Well, Rocker electing to head across there for Norton, perhaps, but nobody could quite get to it. Maybe Carlos could have gone himself.
I think the diminutive Carlos Rocker did well to get his head on that and get enough of his head on it to head it back across goal. It's just unfortunate it looped over two FC United players that were looking to put it in the net.
But FC now, you feel, have got to try and take their chance now and build on this pressure. And the referee's flag goes up, meanwhile, in the
and
FC
the referee
half.
Has a flag now, does he?
He does. the referee's assistant.
Thank you.
I think that's 2-1 now on the corrections front. We don't work as a team.
No, we don't.
We're just
any chance to stab each other.
That's the difference
in
with
the front.
The A-team work together. We work very separately. A lot of differences in our dressing room.
Well, there's even more differences after I walked to the brew wagon at half-time.
And thanks. Don't give away our personal life details like that. Meanwhile, it's FC as Cottrell now has it on the left-hand side. Cottrell now with a cross, but Jones there again. The skipper for Barrow heads it out. I think it'll be a throw in to FC United. Jerome Wright is taking the throw here for FC on the left-hand side. I think Neville may be going to take this instead. Yes, he collects the ball off right. Lee Neville now with a throw in. As looking for the options here. Carlos Roca spinning around, he's marked by a couple of players. Now it's Jerome Wright has this ball. Tries to slide it through to Roca, wins another throw.
Takes it quickly.
It's quick now. Roca spins it across. Ovington, but again Jones, this powerful, commanding figure in the centre. The Barrow defence wins it. Barrow struggling to get this ball clear now, but beginning to bring it away now. Clearance along the left, but that ball's going nowhere. Apart from that, for a throw-in for FC on the right-hand side. Kyle Jacobs with the throw. Again, looking for options. Jacobs throw this one. Norton there. Edward seemed to be all over him, but referee okay with that. And that was Cottrell there, but Jones has this covered. He goes for a throw-in there with Ovington pressurising him.
Well, 17 minutes to go. We've still got a substitution to use. But no tactical substitutions for Messi United. Both substitutions due to injuries to the strikers.
Yep. Oh, Carl is trying to be too cute there, really, losing the ball. Barrow have it now, but it's won again by Munro, and it's a throw in to FC United off a Barrow player there, just inside FC territory. Kyle Jacobs with the throw. Carlos Roca comes to collect this. He's being harassed there by Jones. Pressed back, that was good pressing, but he's still got it, giving it out to Holden there. All close play there. FC keeping onto the ball, but now losing it. And it's back now with McManus, who slides it back to Sam Ashton, who hoofs the ball into the Barrow half. Jones again. Doesn't quite win it this time, but falls down. But now he's got it back, and he deals with it very coolly. And back to the keeper, and now back out. As Munro wins a free kick there, just inside FC territory. Barrow player backing into him. So, Munro, free kick to FC United, just inside the centre circle. Inside the FC half. Real atmosphere building now. A bit of tension, you feel. Barrow fans have gone a little quiet.
They're basically being drowned out at the moment.
There goes a free kick. Now this spins up in the air, but it's going to be collected by Barrow. Now Lee Neville is going to let this go out for a throw-in to FC.
FC United need to keep pressing.
So it's a Holden. The Holden flips it back to Neville on the left-hand side. He chips this.
Took a deflection.
And Sheridan clears it now back into the FC territory. McManus under no pressure here. A tall number six for FC with a left-footed clearance. Oh, and well read there. Oh, well, that is very controversial. As Spender went up for the ball, he missed his header. Jerome Wright went after it, but referee judging that Jerome Wright had given Spender what must have been a very subtle subliminal nudge there.
Subliminal, yeah. Almost psychosomatic nudge, that one.
And welcome to the FC Dictionary, which is...
Welcome to Dictionary Corner.
As Mike Norton there, really G'ing up his colleagues there, calling for a big last effort. There's 14 minutes to go. Lee Neville has a throw-in now for FC United on the left-hand side. Not an awful lot of options. Coming towards him to receive this ball. Need a bit more urgency now, FC United. Neville now takes his throw.
3229.
Have you just heard that? The attendance has been announced as 3229.
As 3229, as Jerome Wright again is penalised for giving a shove.
He just needs to keep his cool.
And
don't feel put upon, don't feel like people are getting to you, especially the officials. It never does you any good, Jerome.
Okay, so it's Spender now who's going to take this free kick for Barrow, just about a yard inside Barrow half on the right-hand side. Surveys his options now. And that's Jones, in fact, the big number four, the captain, going forward for this one. Bit of intent here from Barrow. And Spender now the referee gives him a signal, and finally, after what seems like an age, here it comes. Spender, big cross. That's a good-looking ball. And
we couldn't really see that. There's a crowd of players in front of it.
Well, Sam Ashton trying to get through the ball out quickly.
And he did, to a Barrow player.
But he's got it back. So
yeah, he took a deflection. The Barrow player tried to chip the ball forward, took a deflection, and Sam Ashton grateful to bring get that ball back. Distributed up the right.
Long ball to Norton. Now then, Norton on the right-hand side, slides it back.
Four plays in the box.
Ovington now, can he get this ball across for FC?
He does.
Norton!
There's a shot, goes in.
It's gone in! It's gone in! It's gone in!
Yes!
Right.
Get in!
FC United have taken the lead here with about 13 minutes to go. What a... And that really was a great long ball. Norton slid it in. Ovington slid it across. And it was finished, we think, by Norton, and then touched in by...
I don't care. Get in!
Well, nice. We're always impartial here at FC United Radio, of course.
Stuffing partiality.
And we will confirm the scorer for you.
When it comes up on the scoreboard.
Scoreboard.
Paul could tell us.
Now then. Now, this is a real test, seriously, of FC's... it's a real test now for FC.
The statistician believes it was Norton that scored. We shall see.
No, it's
Carlos Rocca.
The goal scorer, according to the scoreboard, is Carlos Rocca. But now, big test for FC of their emerging professionalism. 12 minutes away from a first round proper tie away to Rochdale.
Oh, please.
But Barrow have it now on the 18 yard box. Falls to McManus. He needs to get rid of this. McManus far too slow there. Well, almost intercepted. Neville manages to get away for a throw in about 15 yards now.
No rush, Chris. No rush. Play basketball with it for 5 minutes. Barrow team, obviously, with one or two injuries they're carrying within the team now. And no substitutes left.
Spender now with a throw in. Out of Wembley from the FC United fans.
Timperley.
Spender with a long throw going deep into the 18-yard box. Munro goes up. Now it's fallen to Goodfellow.
He tries to chip it towards the edge of the 6-yard box and succeeds admirably. 11 minutes to go if you've joined us for the closing stages of this titanic fourth round qualifying FA Cup tie. And I believe our co-commentators are giving us some grief.
They'll be back on soon to give it on air. Now, meanwhile, Goodfellow has the ball for halfway line. As McManus clears that rather than collects it. It's a throw into Barrow, deep inside of our territory. Edward has it.
And that goal was brought to you by Keg and James Quinn, the commentary team that do not get to see any goals.
known in the trade as the rotation commentary team.
Absolutely.
And our colleagues...
squad commentators, aren't they?
Brian and Swampy are, of course, the A team.
Nice goal to see, though, wasn't it, James?
Absolutely.
As the ball's still out of play and we're waiting for this throw-in.
So FC, it's going to be a Cottrell with a throw on the right-hand side for FC United. Gives it to Rocca. Rocca loses control. Sheridan. Well, that was a speedy ball there. And Goodfellow has it on the right-hand side, still inside Barrow territory. Well, and now Goodfellow chipping it now. We're into FC territory now, but Neville has the ball. Out for a throw-in.
Intelligent. He left it to run out. Well, the test coming. Come on, FC. Fantastic. That's from Henry again in Newcastle, I think. Thanks very much, mate.
I thought it said listening in Germany, but obviously I misread that.
Yes.
Right.
So Barrow
Sheridan
had the ball.
He will fight with his shirt, no question about that. Now Barrow, and that's going to come to Sam Ashton.
You've got to say that since the goal, that passing has gone to pieces.
Oh, 81
minutes on the clock.
9 minutes to go. Ashton, well, with a slice clearance to the right-hand side, but Ovington collects this. Holden chips it forward. Rocker racing for this with Jones. Jones, it was short.
He's dragged down, surely, referee!
Goodness me. Well, definitely with two hands on Jones's hands on Rocker as he went down, but it will be a throw-in. It will be a throw-in to FC United. Carl Jacobs in now ready to take it.
And you've got our Dulcet clock for another 4 minutes. We'll pass back to Pinky and Perky for the final five.
Now, Carl Jacobs has it on the right-hand side, near the corner flag, being challenged. It's a corner ball. FC United now with a chance to put more pressure on. 82 minutes gone. FC United and Manchester 1, AFC Barrow of the conference.
As the toilet rolls literally rain down out of the main stand.
Indeed they do. Now Jerome Wright is going to take this corner left footed. Get him swinger, no doubt. Jerome Wright swings, there was a good looking one. Oh, Bijan! Oh, it's just like so good.
And
had a chance to bury this tie. Free headed, a wonderful corner from Jerome Wright, but it just went inches over the bar. Really magnificent corner there from Jerome Wright, but it's still 1-0. As Sean Pearson, the Barrow keeper, takes this.
There's down with snow on that.
Well won by Lee Neville.
Norton beaten to the header.
Good fellow. Jerome Wright, Rob's good fellow. Now, Norton bringing it forward now. Out to Jerome Wright on the left-hand side for FC.
Took a deflection, it's another corner. 7 minutes to go.
And you feel that FC have a chance here
FC
to put this to bed.
Well, killing teams off is one of our weak points.
It's not the Manchester way. Sounds like a great atmosphere. Yes, indeed. You need to speak up, says Andrew in Whitby. Well, sorry, Andrew in Whitby. Is that too loud for you, Andrew in Whitby? Apparently, we're getting drowned out by the crowd. That's Ovington's corner. Ovington's corner, and Munro goes in for it, and it's a goal kick.
Well, again, it was a push, I thought, there from that big central defender, but again, the referee doesn't give it. That's what happens when you 1-0 up. Has the smell of some sort of smoke bomb just across the ground.
6 minutes to go. As the security guards gather at the Barrow end, and there comes the as Munro there heads it across. We're inside FC territory.
Now
Sheridan about 40 yards out, slides it across to Edwards on the left hand side. He's unchallenged. He's going to put this in for a cross, you think? And Jerome Wright there on the right hand side, but Edwards still gets this in. But Sam
played, Sam Ashton.
And that was good to see.
Grabbed that. And Carl held well at the near post.
Sorry, Carl Margins was talking in the programme about how pleased he was with the effort from the team in the 5-0 win over Newcastle Town last week. And that you could see that in evidence there with Jerome Wright back tackling. Holden has it on the halfway line, but he gives the ball away to Goodfellow. Now Sheridan, the player manager, chips it forward neatly. That's a very good ball, and Barrow now threatening, but brilliantly done that by Munro.
Brilliant tackle. We're on the five.
As Ashton. And so, ladies and gentlemen, with the 18 back, here they come. 1-0.
It's Cake. Throw into Barrow, working the way down the left hand side.
What a time to come back as well. Goodness gracious. 5 minutes to go. FC United
ball
now defending.
Edwards on the ball on the left.
McKenzie, he's had a good game, hasn't he, Edwards?
He has.
Jerome Wright there back helping now. Oh, palpitations. This is going to be the hardest 5 minutes in FC history, I think.
It is. Oh, referee. He was all over Jerome there.
The ball's in the far corner. They've got the free kick in the very far corner where the away fans normally would be. However, it's a free kick rather than a corner. And this is danger for FC United. They've defended stoutly, resolutely, been absolutely outstanding up to now.
Right foot, it's going to be a right footed in swing, and almost on the corner flag this.
Towards the back post, is on the end of it. There's a good head. Jones is there, second ball comes down. Ovington puts himself in the.
Well done, Chris. Well played.
Oh, he comes away with the ball.
Well played, Chris Ovington.
He switches
that's
it.
That's a great ball.
It's rocking out. On the ball. He's got Norton to his right. He's got Jerry Cottrell. Can he play the ball? He's played it too far across, but he's still an opportunity. That's unlucky.
And that's awful.
We should have buried that. Should have been two. Should have been two. But unfortunately, it was just overhit by Carlos Rocker's fantastic magic boots. And the ball.
Which is something of a stock in trade for Carlos.
Well played,
isn't it? Handball.
I didn't think it was handball, to be honest.
It's hitting somewhere else, according to Ben.
Well, it's. Sheridan takes the free kick quickly. Sam Ashton is going to cushion his defence end. Carl Munro stands with the number five. Far right outside, it's a ball into the penalty area. It's a decent ball as well. Two players from FC, three players win it back. And then Carl Munro plays the ball up to Norton. Good head, Mike. Norton gets enough on it just to flick it over a little bit.
I'm sorry, I'm still shouting.
No, it's okay, because so am I. Because it's a substitution for FC United of Manchester. It looks like Nicky Platt's going to come on, and it's FC United making way. Carlos Rocker.
Allegedly the goal scorer, but I still think it was Mike Norton.
Carlos Rocca scored the goal, took us through to the FA Cup. Well played, Carlos Rocca. He could have made it two, should have made it two, but his ball was slightly overhit, and FC United replaced an attacking midfield player with a nice defensive man who could just work the channels, work it hard in the middle. And with 3 minutes plus injury time to go, FC United will never be closer to the FA Cup first round. We're commentating. We've got to say it as it is. There's no point in doing all this cross your fingers nonsense. if it's to be, it's to be. If it's not, it's not. It's as simple as that.
Indeed,
that's what football's about.
Especially the FA
saying
Cup.
That, I am wearing the underpants I've worn for the last 12 games.
Yeah, we've all noticed.
Right-hand side now with Donnelly, but he plays it back to his defender on the right, inside their own half. It's going to be launched to the right-hand side for Edwards to try and run onto. FC United's defender again to do. They're pushing the back. Referee says
well
play on.
Well played, Kyle.
Good touch there by FC United's Nicky Platt there, but Jimmy Quinn just got a little bit.
Jimmy Holden, sorry. God help us if we get James Quinn out there.
Well played, FC United defending deep again. But they need to win the second ball, but Barrow come away with it. Just outside the penalty area for FC United, but they've gone backwards, and it's Sheridan now.
Keep squeezing,
25 to 30 yards. Looking for some support.
Well,
against the far left.
Well done, Nicky Platt.
Well, to be honest, he did touch him.
He did touch him.
Ovington was trying to get beyond Edwards.
The Barrow player's done nothing wrong. His momentum just caused him to fall over there, didn't he?
It's going to be a free kick to Barrow. It's going to be taken by Darren Sheridan. It's going to be a left footer from the far left hand side, about 20 yards into FC's half. It's going to go to the right.
All the big lads in the box there, haven't they? Come on, man up now, Reds.
Who's at the end of it?
Hanging up. Ooh, I thought Sam might have come for that.
Well played, FC United.
Well spotted, ref. It's free
kick. I'll tell you what, though, the header from Carl Munro, no, in fact, from Kyle Jacobs, directing it away from trouble was superb.
Yeah.
We got the free cut. Mike Norton's been given the man of the match this afternoon. Well, I mean, I've given 11 of them man of the match.
Yeah, we haven't had a weakness, have we?
At the moment, there's 89 minutes on the clock. FC United have managed to lead by 1-0. A goal by Carlos Rocca in the 80th minute as FC hit the ball high again. Won by Edwards, though, on the halfway line. Captain comes with a big header there. And Norton flicks it over. Well played, Norton.
Go on, Mike.
Lucky, lad. Keeper can't pick it up. He's going to have to clear his lines. He does not particularly well. But the bounce is going to be favourable.
Good head, Lee Neville.
Halfway line again. A bit of luck they got there. Barrow and FC United got all back in numbers.
Well, as you've been saying all through, it's all about this second ball, isn't it? Good head, Carl Jacobs.
Well done, Jacobs. Well, we are into 4 minutes of injury time to be played. Goodness gracious. The longest 4 minutes in our history.
Long 4 minutes.
Can someone actually time it for us so we know when the 4 minutes is up?
Well, there's no point doing that because it's a minimum of 4 minutes, isn't it?
Oh, the referee's given another free kick, and Edwards has been a troublesome player all through the game. Down the left flank again, Ovington couldn't contend with him,
so
and they get
another,
the free kick.
Another dangerous free kick to Barrow, and Sheridan's going to take this left footed as well.
It's got to be right, surely, on the touchline. Far left hand side, right to the next where the normally away fans sit. It's going to be Sheridan
on,
to
Reds.
Take it. Sheridan throws a back post, it's deep,
on
deep
that.
Very deep. Jones gets ahead on it, but FC United
clear
the lines.
Right. Hold it, Michael, hold it. Ball will do it, Mike. Ball will do it. Well played, son. Well
there.
Played.
He had Spender for company halfway line by himself, and he just held the ball, and the Spender had to commit the ball, and it's out for a throw into FC United. So we've got the clock for 4 minutes, and the noise is tremendous.
It's a terrific throw there by Jerome Wright.
Perhaps a bit too much of it.
Yeah, he's going to go out for a goal kick, but he was certainly looking to turn the defence there and put him under pressure, make him play. So it's a goal kick to Barrow with, 3 minutes left?
3 minutes and 20 seconds. 0.6.
Not to be pedantic.
As the goalkeeper takes the goal kick for Barrow, high over the halfway line. Munro's up for it. Monster header, but it goes backwards, unfortunately. He's going to pick up the second ball. Nicky Platt does. Doesn't get anything of it. Halfway line, and it's picked up by Sheridan now. Sheridan looking for some support. He's got no one there.
Well,
charged out by Nicky Platt, but only as far as Edwards. He lets it go off for a throw-in. What? Edwards takes stealing. Several yards. Still stealing them. Throwing comes in now into the penalty area. FC United don't win the first header. It's not chested down. FC United need to clear the lines. They do
well
really
played, Carl Jacobs.
And then a lucky touch, but Jerome Wright's going to come across, and it's going to go out for the throw-in anyway. So Jerome Wright now with a throw-in with 1 minute and 33 seconds of this 4 minutes of injury time, added time, being played. FC United of Manchester 1, Barrow AFC 0.
Good throw, that. Kill it, Mike. All lucky. Couldn't just keep it in.
Well, we're just waiting for the ball to go back. And
some advice coming from someone.
I'm looking behind. I'm looking at faces that
are just
unbelievably tense. It's a situation at the moment. We've got to, we're into now. There's 2 minutes left. It's a foul throw. If you ever saw one, line referee.
And he went to ball then, and then changed his mind, didn't he?
Ball's into the penalty area again. Flicked on. Oh, and FC United again got to defend this.
Good head, Carl.
The ball comes out. Who's going to get on the end of it? Is it a red shirt?
Yes, it's Platy.
Right, Jake Cottrell.
Go on, Jake.
Halfway line. Plays it to Norton.
Give him back,
Norton down the right hand side. He's got Edwards for company. And well played, Edwards again.
Admirable Edwards.
He's been absolutely
superb.
But FC get the throw in the far right hand corner.
If we were to say that Barrow are a conference level side, then that lad's a level above them, isn't he? You know, no disrespect to Barrow. They,
in fact,
obviously they are a conference
he's
side.
He's been absolutely outstanding, and he's just got himself booked.
That's a shame, that, because he's had a fabulous game.
He really has, and that'll play into the hands of FC United. If the decibels go up somewhat at the final whistle, in fact, I think what we should do, Seamus, is
just not say anything
and let the crowd say it all, depending. We'll just be silent, but, and then we'll be back, because we want to. We're now actually played 3 minutes. Last 60 seconds, it's in the Barrow half, though, right down the goal, next to the corner flag. FC United, can they keep it there? The throw in, though, for Barrow. They're going to steal some yardage, are they?
Oh, just a bit, yeah.
Edwards does, it's a throw. Ogleton wins the header. Cleared, picked up by FC United. Flicked on there by Owings, by Norton. It's out for a goal kick. The referee's looking at his watch. The FC players are all on the bench with anticipation. The fans, the noise is increasing, increasing. And I'm nearly in tears, but not quite. Ball's high, halfway line. Carl Monroe doesn't come fit.
Well,
he picks
Carl
it in second time. And then hits a ball over the top. It's a decent ball for Norton.
Well,
Norton as well. That's it! FC United of Manchester make the first round proper.
Fantastic.
With tears in my eyes, we're going to Scotland. FC United of Manchester victorious here against Barrow AFC, and I'm more than happy.
Not a weakness in the team.
Absolutely superb performance.
Well played, lads.
I kept the shape in every division, at the back, in midfield, up front. Absolutely fabulous performance. Well played. Well, just listen to that crowd. I mean, 3,500 here this afternoon. I've got to say, I don't know what to say. I just let the crowd do it. Solskjaer put the ball into the back of the Germans' net back in 99. It is that kind of seminal moment. I don't think I've witnessed so much emotion for going through to the FA Cup first round. And listen to them.
And you've got probably, I don't know, 700 or whatever it is. Not a very happy Barrow fans given it, thinking what a load of rubbish to their own team and their manager as the game finished. And Forgetting Barrow for a moment though, stupendous, just absolutely stupendous game of football, monumental second half, especially the last 20 minutes.
Oh, we had the opening 25 minutes in the first half. They came into it second in the second period of that first half, which was coincidental that you two took over the Cape Radio commentary, didn't they? I only kidding.
We got the goal.
You got the goal.
We got the goal.
And I tell you what, I am so happy you got the goal because I couldn't contain myself.
Well, there wasn't a lot of commentary, I'll be honest, on my part. It was mostly me screaming at the top of my voice, like the good old days.
Oh.
When we got delirious.
When we were very amateur.
And of course that just doesn't happen anymore.
But we were also very professional amateurs, as we've always been professional amateurs. It's always something that we've been proud of.
As all the ITV, Granada, ESPN and all the other camera crews go legging it round the other side of the pitch.
I'll tell you what.
To get on pitch interviews and...
You're right, though.
Match reaction.
What a second half of football from FC United. Not one player put a foot wrong. I thought they were immense. They stood up to the task. They worked. They were just player for player playing against a team two divisions above. And believe you me, they were outdone and outplayed.
Talking to our media colleagues from ESPN, before, they were saying Barrow were playing like a team that didn't want to lose rather than the team that was trying to win.
They would have certainly been very happy going back to Barrow, knowing FC would have brought fans there. The one thing, they set themselves up in a diamond formation. They've had lots of injuries. We've got a player manager playing, we've got another manager on the bench as well, so we know they've had problems. But equally, we lose our two centre forwards.
Yep.
One of them in the first 20 minutes, who was bossing the game. Glyn Hurst comes on and he's come off, and it's just to a man, every player on that pitch stepped up to the mark this afternoon. It is, for me, on a par with Barcelona 1999, this. I don't care. This is on a par with 1999.
Were you there moment?
Oh,
were
goodness.
You there moment? I mean, 3,229 people were FC United's biggest FA Cup crowd.
And you'd be able to watch it all on FCUM.TV.
A quick word.
First.
We'll give Mr. Quinn a quick word as well.
Yeah, certainly. I'm... Lucky mascot's leaving us, Mr. Cheeseman. If you haven't read his book, get it out. Get it. It's only £5. It's absolutely wonderful. Some great comedy poems in there, and some very poignant ones. And from one comedian to another, we're now joined with and by
thanks,
James
thanks,
Quinn.
Thanks for that. Well, I thought what was great about was, apart from one mistake by the back pass from Holden in the first half, FC just looked really well drilled. And it was interesting what Margins had been saying in the programme beforehand about. It was the work rate against Newcastle Town where they were still challenging. I spoke to him after the game, he said the players were still challenging with the ball 5-0 up on injury time, and that was in evidence today.
You're 100% right. One of the things that FC for me do, if FC play at their pace, they can beat anybody.
Yeah.
If they allow the opposition team to dictate the play, as in the playing at their pace, we were poor. And last week against Newcastle Town, we just said we play for 90 minutes the way we play, and Newcastle were a good outfit. They were absolutely devastated being battered like that.
Absolutely.
Because it doesn't happen to Newcastle very often.
Well, they were unbeaten this season, weren't they?
Exactly. And last season we know how many goals they scored and how many points they got, but we gave a good thrashing last week, and that really boded well. The only downside, we've not had a chance to have any games. I mean, we did play in a behind the scenes game against Salford.
Yeah.
We were 4-0 down at half time.
Do you think
Darren Sherrington and Bayliss got much out of that? Because they left at half time.
Did they?
And off they went. 4-0 down FC United, came back and won 5-4.
Yeah, well, that was deliberately to lull,
of course,
Sheridan into a false sense of security. But I just thought FC just battled well. I mean, we could have scored a few moments before the time we actually did, when Norton hit the post and Rocker produced a great save from their keeper. But it was a great afternoon, and it's going to be very interesting to see what happens as we get back to, well, FA Trophy matters. One day we'll play a league game again.
We will, yes. Well, we have one on Tuesday, actually. Ossett Town away.
Oh, right.
Yes, can't wait for that one.
Yeah, so that'll be the big one.
The only good thing about Ossett Town away for us radio commentators, it's indoors. We're actually indoors commentating.
And it's warm. You meant the game?
No. Yes, it's a new standard.
Sliding roof for Dossett Town.
Well,
no disrespect to Ossett Town. No, maybe listening.
They make us feel very, very welcome. And well, look at this. We've got, as we said, as we promised, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Roy Sewell and we've got Bing Ben Deegan, the men who was with us last week, who chatted to us and talked to us about the game last week, and as promised, he said they'd come along this afternoon and they'll have a chat to us, and there's a big smile on his face there.
Van Degen in his sandals there, though.
Yes, looking very, very sporty. So we need to make room for these guys, as Ben, the producer, is hurriedly sorting out something. I'm not quite sure what. So what are you sorting out there, Ben? A microphone? So, yeah. Looking for a microphone, sir? I have one in there. I'm going to get across to the
magic of the football ground goes from...
have you got it? Fantastic.
Pulsating atmosphere.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a matter of moments, we're going to be joined by the one, the only, Big Ben Degen, and FC United's assistant manager, Roy Sewell, who's got a smile on his face not dissimilar to a man with a big smile on his face. Look, he doesn't know what to say.
Laughing. That was superb, man.
I've not seen a performance like that. You need to keep the microphone very close to you, lads. Don't hurt yourself anymore, Ben. We talked about last week. This is the Ben and Sully show part two from last week.
Well, I just sort of carry it on, like, you know what I mean? We did so well.
Well, we did superbly well, didn't you? I believe some idiot, though, phoned you up halfway through your television interview. Apologies for that. I've got to say, we talked about it last week, playing at our pace, working the way, working the channels, working for each other. And I've just seen the best performance for FC United, period. There's not been a better performance than that. Yeah. Certainly that second half.
No. Squad, just the squad. We look around there, like we said last week, everyone's got a chip in. And that's, like you say now, it's kept the run going. It's four games unbeaten now. But that, like you said, that's the pinnacle we've played all season. And if we do that, you never know what happens. It's the FA Cup.
We've got quality players here, right, that on the day, I'm not bothered who they play against, we will give a good account of ourselves. I won't say we'll beat everybody, but by the end, they'll know they've been in a game.
Because we know that they've got some problems at the moment at Barrow. The likes of Darren Sherrington, who's playing in his centre midfield, still a quality footballer, even at his age. But we just didn't let them settle, did we? We didn't give them an opportunity to have any shots on goal. We just worked everything. And, you know, they came out of that diamond formation. They try to keep it narrow. For me, there was one player on that pitch I thought was exceptional for them. That was Edwards. I thought he was absolutely magnificent, and it's a shame, really, that he was the only player that got booked.
Maybe he was the star of the show, that's why they booked him.
Well, perhaps it was, though. But equally, everything could have gone completely the opposite way, because within 20 minutes, Ben, he got injured after a dreadful challenge from behind. I've seen it.
He
got you, didn't he?
He got me and everything, but we just, like you say, at the start of the game, we was pulled to one side. It's all about the back four. We could get him. We needed to keep the high tempo, and it just helped through the defence. So the defence and midfield worked, and it gave us me and Nott again the same time. And then even when I went off, Glyn same time, that's what we've got. I've got quality of squad. Glyn came on, he did his bit. And then even when you say the other two came on, Nicky Platt and Chris Ovington, and we just, all around the park, everyone put a shift in.
Roy, we go back a few weeks ago, yeah, and we talked about 4-1, 5-1 defeats at home, yeah, the league and the largest. But as the professional, what do you see is the difference in the team now? What is making such a huge difference?
I would say, to be honest, there's only one ingredient, which is attitude of mind. Mm-hmm. The skills and ability of these lads have been excellent. They've always been there. Mm-hmm. Ben talked about last week, like, you know, how, you know, people have gone around saying this is the best quality squad that we've ever had at this club. So if that's the case and the skills and abilities are there, then it's got to be attitude. And the thing is, then it's applying that attitude in a consistent manner where, yeah, we get good results from good displays.
And was the team always wanting to win the game? There was just a period in the second half where the team seemed to drop slightly a bit deeper, and they were coming on to us. But was that just that? This is the way the game goes.
That's just the way the game went. Yeah, because I mean, we've played to a battle plan. We do our own work. You know, that's it, end of story. I've got a bloody list here, like, you know, of different stuff for different games. We do our own work, and then we send these lads out, you know, well prepared. Maybe early doors, you know, they've not quite cottoned on to the fact that, you know, they need to have faith in what we're telling them to do, you know, rather than do it on their own, off their own cuff. But the fact is, like, you know, they've applied themselves, and I think they're starting to learn now, you know, that if we work to a game plan, we will beat teams.
Yeah, and keeping the ball that's what I've noticed in the last few games. Just the team seems to be much better at just keeping the ball instead of hoofing it speculatively.
I think that's what goes with the results as well, though. When you're winning, everything starts getting a bit of confidence, and week by week, you can see it. And like we played, even though they've not had a good start in their league and everything, they're still two leagues above us. We've made them look
well. You take that any time.
But we didn't just nick a goal. We could have had a couple of goals there. Yeah. And I think the second half, like you say, when we dropped off, I think that's what helped us, because we were dictating the pace sort of thing, and then and we've kept and slowed them up, and then with Jay and Carlos, you've got chances all the time, and one crossing, when Chris came on, whipped the ball in, and then Carlos is in the middle there, so he's got
to that's the secret to our tempo, you know, our tempo in the game, in the story. We have harped on about it time and time again, that our fitness levels from pre-season are going on through the game and through the season. Well, and that's what's it in these teams.
In a game like that today, we're talking about a team that trains all the time.
Yeah.
You know, they were training yesterday. You know, they're a conference team, and they, you know, they're pretty much in everything. They're a full time team.
Yep.
You know, we our lads train twice a week, do their own body work and their own, you know, stuff off their own backs. And we can compete. You know, well, we've competed superbly well this afternoon.
It's not about quantity, it's about quality.
Of course it is, yes.
And if we train in the right manner, which, our, like I say, our pre-season has been, these lads are fighting fit. All they've got to do is apply that little bit of skill, ability, good attitudes, and we're rocking and rolling.
So it's on to Spotland.
Yeah.
Rochdale away. Now, that's...
Never thought I'd ever be saying that I'm looking forward to a trip to Rochdale. Fantastic.
That's
good. It's just the same again, that's all it's got to be. Go there, give a good account of ourselves, and we'll see what we get. But the thing is, like, when we're saying the two leagues above and everything, and if you look at our squad, we're all roughly from 22 to 25, 26. But at the same time, it's all down to consistency. If everyone was playing consistency, of course, a lot of players would be a lot higher up. And it's just about doing it and putting it into practice. And today we have, against a good opposition.
Yep, certainly.
Most certainly have.
Yep. I just want to ask quickly, but what does it feel at this level playing when you've got 2,000 fans every week? Must be very unusual for non-league
football.
Surely
it was 2,000.
3,002, I think.
3,200.
But no, you
can. Just an extra incentive. Even though, like last season, you can put it back and it weren't a good season, but you were still there shouting us an encouragement. Yeah. And that's what you're going to get as long as you put a shift in. They're not, you know, of course they're going to be bothered by the result, but as long as we're putting ourselves about.
And does it help when you've got like a big game, as though it's like, you regularly play against big crowds? Does it make it less different than it must be for other non-league teams, do you think?
Well, it makes it less different because you're not going to have the atmosphere, but we have the atmosphere. Doesn't matter when we go away, we still take good 1,000 fans depending where we are. Mm-hmm. So it just gives you that 12th man. Like you say, today was just unbelievable, but like you say, you're probably going to double that. It's going to be in Rochdale, and then it's just. He wants it the most. Yeah.
Well, not only that. Now, the FA Cup is over for the day.
Yeah,
and it's now the league. Ossett, Tuesday night, tough game, big pitch, sloping, not the best, not a footballing pitch, not conducive for football.
But I think it'll suit us because it's a big pitch, and it's just like say we've got, like I said last week, we just got to carry on. But this time we've got a chance to do it in the league now.
Yes,
go and get a win in the league, and then build on that. And then we've got the next week is this Saturday against the FA Trophy. So. It's just down to us now, and now we've got a league match what we wanted from last week, what we didn't have during the FA Cup.
We're learning from our, like I say, our attitudes of mind, and it won't have any difference at all in how we apply ourselves as a team, as individuals, as management, as players. We'll go out against Ossett and we'll do our best to come away with a result, move up that table by the same rule, you know, the appreciation levels of the fans to us and us to the fans, that's a big thing, you know, and it is a big 12th man without a shadow of a doubt. And you mark my words, you know, these lads appreciate the following, and if we can keep banging on those capacities, you know, on these grounds, you know, where they're the best supported fixture, you know, in the history of certain clubs, that's how it's going to carry on.
Well, listen, a fantastic result this afternoon for FC United and Manchester. The first time we've ever been into the first round proper. For me, it was a 1999 Manchester United Barcelona moment when that goal went in. It really was. I mean, it flew from my. That's how I felt. I want you two to go into their dressing room, have yourself a couple of beers, enjoy the night, have a quiet night though. Up tomorrow morning. I'm ready for Tuesday's game.
Yeah, we'll exactly do that. Don't worry, no problem.
But superb lads, absolutely brilliant.
Well, I've got to say, like the back four, especially today, was, you know what I mean? Every tackle they won, every second ball they won, and they've been doing that a lot mostly.
Did they have two shots?
I'm going to have words with the lads about that.
And a good 20 yards.
Well, the only one was a through ball from James Holden.
James Holden put the best ball through for them all afternoon.
That's it.
It was on a play.
But, no, brilliant lads. Thanks very much for coming across again. The armchair army, I know, have been texted in and saying thank you very much for coming across and talking to them. And we'll see you again on Tuesday. And with that, go and enjoy yourselves.
Yeah, thanks from the Deeds and Sully show. Okay, thank you very much.
Well, that's Ben Deegan and Roy Sewell making way.
Shall I put Bugsy Malone on? How undermining is that?
I know, I should, we've got to finish with the old grandstand theme or something.
And now, your host, Frank Boff.
Whatever happened to him?
I think he had a bit of a menage a trois with Selena Scott. Well, apparently they were just good friends. That's what I heard.
I'm sure.
But anyway, on that bombshell...
It's all in the handball of movements against one pit. 30-year-old
media gossip.
Yes.
We're always up to the minute here on FC Radio.
We bring it. Listen, in the Isle of Man, that is new gossip.
Is it?
Yeah. And as the producer waves us goodbye and just tells us to shut up.
Paul, the pen has just gone, what? Fiona, what? We're gone.
We're gone.
Ta-ra.
Take care.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.